Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I'ma still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV, we in the park or we'll be VIP.
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Stop Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, Wrist and Neck, Drip Drop, Clip Pop, Hold That, Romaine, Hand Up, Stand Up, Know That, Wasn't Always Rosé, Click Yet, Viva, Miami for the Weekend, Eatin', Shima, Pull Up, Valet Park Car, Bima, Remember Being Flat Broke Till I Had Enoch, Had To Get My Change Up, Change Up, Like A Flat Tire Side Of The Road, The Right Time With The Right Grind, Climbing The Roads, Rock Diamonds That Glow, Ice Climbing The Shows, Heard Like The... Slide in the hole, it's my way, or the highway, eye in the toe. Yes, I'm a pro, press eye in the foes. Talking, what a walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really noticed me, now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him? In the low bubble, trouble with the low brim. Running no huddle, double the score. Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor. Won't settle with all. Middle finger to loss, parquet. Bread and butter, but I hunger for more. Look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore. Mimosas, what I said, starting my mall. While these other niggas playing, Q playing the show. Beachfront, she can front if she want trust. Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts or be arranged in court. But no dame, it's public. I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire is fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up, flick, the bitch is always the same. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Do it big, Chris Wallace. Any night, take flight, St. Thomas. First class recliner, wine and empanadas. Stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage. Touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba. Chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda. Blue water, white sand, Rona's in the cooler. Q, Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly. Chilling, crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh? They told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion. Thought you was fancy, huh? Yes, you drew like Nancy Dunn. Shed a tip for every lappy run. Real rap, cause on track, he L Cappy son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
All right, Dons and Divas. Welcome. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a great show. We had promoter Flowway. He let us know what was going on with him and what events he had going on at the Piranha. You know, he dealing with On the Rocks Entertainment, Derek Sanders, and they doing big things. After Flowway, the promoter, we had Kia Henderson with the GQ General Question, which was a brilliant question she thought of. We had a lot of comments, a lot of call-ins, and discussing her topic. And after Kia, we had up-and-coming artist, Flo Boy Deuce. and we played his smashing single, Catch My Swag. He's doing big things. Make sure y'all check him out. Put him up on YouTube. His single is bananas. And when I say bananas, I mean it's out of this world. You understand? If you missed last week's episode, you could go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Now, tonight, we have it going down. Something big for y'all tonight. We're going to be giving out 2 tickets to Swagger's All Black Affair tonight at the Step Into Midtown. We have up-and-coming artist LC. He's doing his thing. He's going to let us know what's going on with him in the music industry. And we're going to play his smashing single, I Want to Know. After LC, we're going to have another big promoter in the building, Losing Isaiah. And the way he's doing his events is like, it's so exquisite. You won't even realize the big picture that he's going to speak about tonight. Then we have our special guest appearance, author Minister Weatherby. And we're going to talk about his book, his guide that he has coming out, Unless God Build a House. So make sure you tune in. Don't move. We'll be right back with up-and-coming artist LC and find out what's going on with him in the music industry and play that hot single he got going on. So stay right there. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Now you're listening to Mega Music.
Mega, what up? D-Block, what up? Rob Stash's Raw Deal. It's our turn now.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies to get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
Yeah, to these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it, yeah.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies to get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
I'm
on that love to get you killed quicker, so everything's business. On that $1 million road trip, oh, y'all niggas, let them watch me from a courtroom. They can all witness these streets to get you done when you focus on your riches. So I know I'm always ready. This is guns and the butters. I don't know the word friends, but I kill for my brothers. I steal for my mother, cause she would do the same. I'm a shark to everything, smelling like a food chain, shopping in the food lane. I'm looking for my next meal, stash C block. Raw deal, couple goonies and they looking like losers. They be issue if they have you put them diamonds in that mula.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies to get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
Yeah, to these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it, yeah.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies to get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
To these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it.
Why this biscuit on my hip? Cause you don't believe in the fair ones. Jewels on my neck, my nuns telling y'all I dare. When I don't let haters get close, I got a nose for that bitch. Is she talking about y'all eating? And y'all know y'all never shit it. Niggas get close to you, watch how you operate. Get a little info on you for the fans that cooperate. Put my glasses on, too many snakes, I gotta watch them straight. And they can all die slow, yeah, quick. Cause the minute that I close my eyes, they gon' trip. But where I'm from, we don't slip, I stay on my tip. Still moving around, you swear I got some bricks. Streets still watching, so let me see my options. Execute feet down, Philly to the Hopkins. Talking Bernardo, money in my Fargo. Body after body, you can catch him in the cargo. Boy, don't let me get up on this Marlo.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies to get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
Yeah, to these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it, yeah.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies to get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
To these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it,
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace Radio. And with me right now, I have up-and-coming artist LC. LC, welcome to the show.
Word up.
LC, you there? What's going on, man?
Yo, everything, man. I'm blessed, man. Just got the layover from Thanksgiving. I'm still dealing with that, you know?
Okay.
Thanksgiving was good.
I feel you.
Word up. How you feel, man? What's going on, though?
You know, same old. Had a good thing, you know. You know, but the good thing about Thanksgiving, though, I don't come to the point. It's the turkey sandwiches and the turkey soups afterwards.
Yo, man, that's crazy. Yeah. You know it's all good, though.
Yeah. And I definitely want to tell you, you know, I'm honored that you took the time out to join us this evening and everything, man. I know you're doing a lot of things. You're doing, oh, man. When they see how much you're doing, it's just ridiculous. How you just basing out the time and everything.
Yeah, man, love is love, though. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you for having me on the show. You know, at the end of the day, I'm just working hard, man, just to get the way I need to go, you know?
I hear you. Now, let's start with your name, LC. What does LC stand for?
LC is actually an acronym for the first initials of my first and last name, which is LaVon Collins. So, you know, when I came up with my name, I said, you know what, I ain't want to make nothing up, you know, because as you get older, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to be stuck with a name like, you know, Big Will or Little B or, you know what I'm saying, anything crazy
exactly.
Like that. So I said, I just want to come to the world as who I am, you know, and that's me, LC.
And that's just it. So it's just like stuck to you, just like that. You ain't, did you actually think the name would stick to you like that?
At first...
You know, being that it's your government name and everything, that's your real name. Did you actually think the LC would actually pinpoint with you that, I'm going to say, that good in the industry?
To be honest, in the beginning, I took it as, you know, nobody else was, you know, carrying those initials.
Mm.
You know, so I said to myself, you know what, even if it didn't stick to the people or it didn't stick as well as it has now, thank you. You know, I'm thankful to God for that. But at the end of the day, I said, this is me. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want to, you know, come off as anybody or anything else other than myself.
Mm, okay.
You know, so I was comfortable. I was real comfortable with it.
Mm. Now, how long? I'm going to say MCing because I heard your material. And you just bananas with it. How long have you been MCing?
For sure. I've been MCing for like, I would say fully, I would say 10 years of my life, but to take it seriously professionally, it's been about a good 4 year, you know what I mean, going on a 5 year run.
Wow.
Man.
And who would you say is some of your big influence on the fact of you MCing?
Oh man, oof. Just to name a few, cats like LL Cool J, Tupac, Rakim, Nas, KRS-One, Kool G Rap, you know what I mean?
Wow.
It's like, you know, I just really like listening to the artists that embodied, you know what I'm saying, MCing. You know, these guys would paint pictures through words, you know, and I just fell in love with it, man. Like, you know, and these guys, just, you know, to me, they still relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now,
they can get
on. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was saying they can get on the track with any of these artists that's out here right now and still, you know, be top tier if you ask me.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. Now you got your influences and everything, but what actually made you want to actually become an MC?
I think that, you know, what made me become an MC is real funny because, like, I just had, like, it was, like, years ago. I would say I was about 13, 14. And I had a problem at school at that particular moment. And I came home and was, like, beefing and, you know, just, you know, smashing everything around the house and wanting to fight. And, you know, my mother was like, you know, why don't you take and get on that keyboard that I brought you years ago and write about it. You know, release your aggression by, you know, voicing yourself. You know, take the energy and use it in a positive way opposed to, you know, in a negative way. And it, from there, it just clicked like peanut butter and jelly.
Wow. So mom just made me the one who got that keyboard that made you really want to...
Yeah, it's the absolute truth. And, you know, from that point, I ran into, you know what I'm saying, who I consider... my mentor in the music, you know what I'm saying, which is my older cousin, La, you know what I'm saying, he goes by ALM, and he would come by, and, you know, he heard me, worked with me, and he showed me what it is to compose and to put the time and the effort into making good music, you know, and it just, I just took it off from there.
Because that's what I was going to ask you. You got ALM. Because I was going to ask you, you know, you said he the one who helped you compose the music, gave you more experience. How did you meet him, and how did y'all connect for you to, like, really, like, for him to help you out that much?
Oh, man.
Because I see him down as, like, a mentor and everything.
Yeah.
People know exactly who he is and everything.
All right. Well, you know, ALM, you know what I'm saying, is he's like a cousin to me. You know what I'm saying? We grew up with his brother, you know, by a kid named Kev. And one time he came over to my house and I was just playing music, and it just so happened my music played accidentally because I didn't know it was on that tape, but it played anyway. So, you know, we in the crib just chilling, playing NBA Live, you know, just doing what fellas do. And he was listening to the music, you know, song after song, because I used to record it on a tape recorder. And he was like, yo, man, who's that? And I was like, oh, he's probably going to say, yo, this is whack. But I was like, that's me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that's, you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, nobody heard you before other than you, you know? So he was like, yeah, who's that? I was like, me. He was like, yo, L, for real, that's you? I was like, yeah. He was like, yo, you are hot, yo. And I was like, all right, man, you know what? Enough of that, because I figured he was my man. He was like, yo. He was like, nah, you hot. Like, my older brother, you know what I'm saying, has a studio, and he's an artist as well. And I want you to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right. So we went over to his house that later on that day. I met him. I let him hear my stuff. Right away, he put me on the track. And, you know, it went down. And then after that, he used to call me and like, yo, come to my house. And this dude would put like 6 beats on a CD and tell me to write to all 6 of them and come back when I'm ready and to record them.
Wow.
Man. I used to write the beats every week, and that was just him training me to open my mind, expand my mind, and to, you know, talk about different topics and things like that. So he was really teaching me the work ethic. So, you know, he played a very big part of me starting off.
Mm-hmm. Now, wow, that's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
So you had, like, your mom's help you get started. I'm going to say your brother, because it sounds like that's what you are. Like, y'all was in the crib together, you know, mom's had you in the crib together and all that. To help your experience and compose the music. Now, you did performances in places like Soundview, Bronx, Park East, all over New York. You know, you did rap showcases. Where's some of the places that you did your rap showcases at?
Ah, man, all over the Bronx. I've been in and out of state. I was blessed with the opportunity from tearing down those showcases, you know what I'm saying, to open up and be the opening act. I went on tour with Rakim.
You know what I'm saying? That too.
Yeah. That was an absolute pleasure, because, like, how many people can honestly say that they went on tour and, you know, actually sat down, met, and chopped it up with Rakim?
Exactly.
You know, and those crowds were hostile, man, because, you know, Rakim, he brings out crowds that want to hear MCing. They want to hear lyrics.
Uh-huh. We're going to get into all that, because I want to get into one of your singles, but I'm going to let them know we're going to get to the fact that you did your track with Donnell Jones. You was open up with a Force and B's, Nia Sky. We're going to get into all that. But what I want to get into right now is your first single that I want to play, Stepping Out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, Stepping Out, actually, you know, is just basically letting the world know, you know, I'm stepping out, and when I step out, I come to lyrically finish you, lyrically kill them, you know, and leave the crowds in amazement when I say that lyrically. You know, that's like I'm stepping out, you know? It's going down, man.
All right, so we're going to get into that right now.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dawes and Divas, this is Stepping Out by LC. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah. LC. Charlie O.
Black star, hood star, five star steady.
I'm on my
Black star, hood star, five star steady.
I'm on my
Black star, hood star, five star steady.
Yeah.
Black star, hood star, five star steady.
Tunnel vision, I'm different, baby, I air them out.
Yeah.
My composition's a classical when I spin it out.
Yeah.
I know they love me, I'm bronze risen, it's swaggeristic. Straight from the tickets and illicitious, they call the fillers. I'm just a natural, simply just a natural. Ninjas always hating and knocking cause I'm a next round. I'm on my own shit, Billy, you're my own shit. When I get this spitting, they love it, I'm on my cool kids. Be damaged, some cute ladies, I vanish them. Give them what they want, and when I'm hitting, baby, I handle them. Student of the game, you ninjas should truly reign. Reppin' for the X, you heard, baby, ain't nothing changed. I'm here to treat it, you with it, you better role player. Cause when I'm speaking, it's cash and you's a pro player. So let me air it out, show you what I'm all about. Fatality finishing, sizzled and I'm stepping out.
Hey, yo, 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 you know I'm stepping out. Hey, yo, 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 you know I'm stepping out. Hey, yo, 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 you know I'm stepping out. Hey, yo, 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 you know I'm stepping out.
Kickbacking explosion, baby. I'm causing the drama, baby. I witnessed the siren, baby. Going out my mind, hard lyrics and heavy lines. Smoking like a barbecue, baby. I burn them all the time. Street philanthropist, go get it. I'm hitting hard. Got them on their guard. You better practice to pray to God. Real ninja here, got them fighting over there. Every time I spin it, they start doubting themselves. Yeah, I'm just a bastard. Screaming out, I need a king. Rocking out whenever they call me, homie. I'm in the place. Hey, stop loving you ninjas in real trouble. This is electric track, we don't burn, I am right. Send the beat to the mold, you know I done did it. At least alive or on the track, I ain't playing with it. I hear you talking to your man, like can I hang with him? And he's like, nah, you should probably try to smoke with him.
Hey, yo, 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 you know I'm stepping out. Hey, yo, 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 you know I'm stepping out. Hey, yo, 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 you know I'm stepping out.
I'm on my
Black star, hood star, five star steady.
I'm on my
Black star, hood star, five star steady.
Yeah.
Black star, hood star, five star steady.
LC, LC.
Yes, sir.
You know what? You have a unique style. That's why I like the way you flow. You have like a unique style, and you just go with it. You understand?
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, man.
I've been doing the music thing for over 20 years. You understand?
Right.
The way you just flow is sometimes when people flow, you hear they breathing, and you just like flowing with it. Like, yo, I gotta ask you, when did you have time to take a breathe out, man? I'm like, you just going.
It's crazy, man, because it's like, you know, I go by another alias, which is called El Sizzle. And the whole purpose of El Sizzle is because I really want to smoke tracks. Like, I want to leave them burnt to a crisp, like. And it's to the point where I literally feel like I'm just having conversations with beats now. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to rapping. It's because I'm actually speaking what I'm living and what I actually feel. So that right there is by me just getting in the zone. Sometimes the words just keep going. I just stay in that zone, man. Like, you know.
you going crazy on all your tracks. I heard you just going crazy.
Now, I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. I ain't going to pack no punches either. I'm not the type to pack punches. I'll be like, listen, buddy, you know, I hear a little breathing in your voice. I hear you sound like you're getting tired. Why don't you just take some takes and just, you know, go with it?
Right. Roll it out. True that.
Yeah, you know. But what's your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
Well, you know, my goals is, you know, never ending. You know, so when people ask me that question, I say my goals are never ending, because I feel like no matter how far you get in life, there's always something that you can do to propel yourself and to make yourself excel and achieve more. You know, I aspire to be as great as I can be, as great as God is going to allow me to be. You know, but of all things, I just, you know, really work on remaining humble, because I know as quick as you can receive things is as quick as you can lose things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I just definitely try to stay, you know, in tune, clear, and focused, and keep my circle really small. You know what I mean?
Sometimes that's the best thing to do, keep it small,
right.
You know?
Right.
Now,
you know,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just, you know what I'm saying, just going to say, like, you know, I'm quite sure that you know what I mean by that, you know, by having those small circles in this business.
Mm-hmm. You have to, because, you know, a lot of people don't realize, even a lot of up-and-coming artists, they say, oh, the record label's shady, but you don't know how shady the music industry really is.
Right.
You understand? A lot of people don't know that, so they get this one, they get that one, thinking they got a big thing going, making a real big mistake.
Right.
A real big mistake.
Right.
But, now, you open shows for the Fall Force, Rob Bass, BDD, Velvet DeVoe, Nia Sky, you know, a couple more. What was that experience like?
Oh, man, it was a great experience, you know, because all those people are, you know, well-known. They've already made their dent in the music game, and I'd say, you know, in life itself, because their records are timeless. And just the fact that I had the opportunity, you know, I had to... you know, audition for these people in order to get on, you know, the stage for them and open up for them and, you know, to be able to take and do what I love to do. So the fact that they seen something in me and to allow me to get on the stage and open up for their crowds was a blessing. And I'm forever grateful for that, because the experience of just being there was just a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I mean, you know, these artists that you just named, you know, these guys, you mention their name anywhere and they get respected, you know, they get the thumbs up. So it was great. It was just being in the right place at the right time and, you know, building relationships and working hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful, man. It was crazy.
Now, let's get into this tour thing. You went on tour with your icon, Rakim.
Yeah.
How
Rakim,
did you actually
man.
Meet up with him to actually get this tour thing going with him?
Well, it's crazy because my manager, you know, at the time that I was working with, was shopping me around. And like I said, I was doing a lot of, you know, showcases and competitions from the Bronx all the way to Los Angeles. And I was just winning these competitions and, being seen. And it just so happened that Rakim's manager was attending an event that, you know, a couple of events that we was doing in New York City, and he was looking for an opening act to go on tour with Rakim, and it just so happened he caught me and was impressed with what he saw, and he approached us, and it was like a no-brainer. I mean, somebody asks you to go on tour with Rakim, that's like asking, would you like to, you know, play basketball with Michael Jordan? You know?
Exactly.
That is easy. You know what I'm saying? That was easy. Like, sure, where do I sign? You know? So I learned a lot from him, too. You know, we spoke, and he treated me very fairly, you know, very nice guy. You know, very, very knowledgeable, very knowledgeable. And, you know, the experience that I had with Rakim, you know, for going on tour with him for that time period was an absolute, out-of-body experience, because Rakim is like your favorite rapper's favorite rapper's favorite rapper, you know? So for me to do that, I mean, like I said, not too many people could say they've been on tour with a great one, with a great, you know. If not the greatest, it's debatable, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, you don't did rap showcases. You opened up shows for big celebrities. You was on tour with big celebrities. What could you tell up-and-coming artists that's trying to succeed and what you're doing to keep them in that stride of going if they feel like they're on the verge of just quitting?
To tell them, to let them know that they can do their own thing. They don't have to sign with a major label. And for them to learn the business. Definitely learn the business. And surround yourself around positive people. that's going to encourage you and help you and, you know, be there for you at the end of the day. But if I could tell them anything, if anything else, to always remain, become a person who listens,
mm-hmm.
who's stay humbled enough to listen to everyone and never turn your collar down on anything. Don't ever think that you're too big for a situation or a situation is too small for you to be in. Capitalize on anything. I mean, capitalize on any and everything, you know what I'm saying, that you could possibly put your hands in, you know, in order to make your situation bubble for yourself. And like I said, again, keep your circle real small. A real small circle. You know, the less opinions, the best. And the less people you have to carry and satisfy, you know. You know, shout out to DJ Ty Brand and Bass the General, my team, The Movement, Shy Adams, you know, Tamsha, a.k.a. Slim, New Money, Inc. You know, we The Movement, T.O.D. We you know, we moving. We keep it tight.
Okay. Well, you got my phone lines on fire, but this is what I want y'all to know. Everybody that's on the line that's listening, if you want to speak to LC, just press 1. If you want your PC, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. Now, what I want to do, I want to get into another one of your singles because I know you like Press for Time, which we're going to talk about that too, other things that you're doing.
Right. Now, we could talk, baby. We good.
All right. I want to get into another one of your singles, I Want to Know.
Right,
Talk
I Want to
about
Know.
That single.
I Want to Know is basically for the ladies. You know, I love the ladies. I like to talk to the ladies. This song is called I Want to Know. I basically wrote this song based on I want to know if the way I'm treating you is making you feel like I'm the only person you want to love. It's like, you know, the way I'm making you feel emotionally, I want to know, is this the reason why you're acting this way towards me, like, you know, head over heels and stuff like that. So just basically wanting to know if my charm is making you smile and if it got you going noodles.
All right. Now, not to get all into it, but is it a certain person you wrote that song for, or is it just like,
I wrote this song particularly to all the lovers out there. Anybody who's still getting butterflies in their stomach, and let them know that, you know, it does still exist. We ain't all bad.
All right. Well, you know what? I want you to introduce that next single. All
right, yo. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy LC. I'm rocking, you know what I'm saying? GQ Radio. Check me out. This joint right here is called I Want to Know.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah. What? Okay. Let's go. Yeah. I can see you tempted tonight. You wanna ride with a brother like me, LC, baby.
See, baby.
I just wanna kick it and chill. You wanna chill? We can do that all night if you want, lady.
You want, baby?
I can get your mind off your stress. Oh. Wanna test? Lay your head right here if you want, baby.
Want that?
Cuddle on the couch, air it out, no doubt. I'ma give you what you want, make it bounce, baby.
Bounce,
I know you like what's going on, so I'ma keep it coming, baby, with the heat to the early morn. Shorty, take a look in my eyes, this ain't alive with a full side. I feel like if I want it, I can get it, no matter I deal with it, deal with it, get it popping, relax, and chill with it. Let me take you for a little ride, show you the truth. Cause baby girl, it's all you.
I wanna know, did I do something to you?
Yeah.
Got you acting out this way.
You
but
acting
I'm the only one. You love it,
you love it, baby.
You acting out this way. I wanna know, did I do something to ya?
You acting out.
You acting out this way. I wanna know if I'm the one you love it.
You love it,
you acting out this way.
Turn off the lights, baby, click, and then it's on. And I'ma give it to you quick, rest my word is born. And I'ma give you the truth, I'm talking all night. So let me handle my biz and get your mind right. A little private show for you and I. And when it comes to your body, I'ma make it hot for you and I. So turn off the phone, let the neighbors hear your moan. When I'm giving you the bone, baby girl, you know it's on. I'm not a paralegal, but it's legal. So relax and take notes while I'm serving you the
real way through. I meddle out when I'm swagging out. So you can chill at the crib, call your friends like I'm hanging out. I'm not a player, I'm just good with the pipe, baby. And you can get it if you want, if you like, baby. And I'll be touching all along. And you can get it, baby girl, if you want to.
I wonder, did I do something to you?
Yeah.
Don't you acting out this way?
Could
I be the only one you loving?
You love it, baby.
Don't you acting out this way?
You already know. You rockin' with me, you rockin' with one of the best. LC, her swag, baby. Movement in the house. Oh, my ladies, what's good? It's your boyfriend. Ha ha, LC.
LC.
Yes, sir.
LC. I ain't gonna lie. I had that joint right there blasted.
That's blasted. Live right there.
I had that joint right there just blasted to the max.
It's all love, man. I appreciate you, bro. That's, I appreciate that, man. Well, no, that's that feel good. You know, that feel good music that's, you know, that's missing.
Exactly, exactly. I want to get into some more, but we have some callers for you, so we're going to bring them on real fast, all right?
All right.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yo.
What's going on? You on GQ Powers Radio, LC?
Yo, what's good? L-Stop Bubble, what's good?
Yes, sir. What's popular? DJ Top Brand.
No, you already know. The movement is in the building. You already know, man. Shout out to GQ Radio. With the super host, Rich Money, was good.
Rich Money on deck.
Yo, all right. So this is DJ
Ty
you talking about.
Yeah, that's my DJ right there, DJ Ty Brand. Right there is calling and showing love on the check-in.
Now, how did y'all meet up?
DJ Ty Brand and I, we met through, you know what I'm saying, a mutual friend. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie EMS Black from Black Steels. You know, we took and brought him down to one of my video shoots. You know what I'm saying? And it was like an instant connection. And I just one day, you know what I'm saying, posted up like, look, man, you want to come up, you doing your thing as a DJ. I'm doing my thing as an artist. So you know what, it only makes sense that we put these two entities together and just come up together and take the world by storm. And we've been rocking ever since.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Everybody have a first impression. What was y'all first impression when y'all first met? Was it like a click, or was it like, let me see what this person is all about first before I start, you know, making moves with each other?
You know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, real recognize real. I mean, I hate
exactly.
to sound hood cliche-ish, you know what I'm saying? Sound hood cliche-ish, but real recognize real. You know what I'm saying? From day one of when I met the man, you know what I'm saying? You know, you sit there, you feel the personality and everything, and it was just that, like, I appreciated his work ethic, you know what I'm saying? And I guess at that point, he seen something within me, because the last thing we said to each other was, all right, I'm going to see you again. And here we are, you know what I'm saying, years later, we rocking out together, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like you said, the rest is history, you know what I'm saying? We just making moves, you know what I'm saying? Of course, the movement. And, you know, we going to make history together.
That's a good thing. That's love right there. That's definitely love right there. Now, did Todd do both the tracks that was on just now?
Say it again.
Did Todd produce both of the tracks that was on?
No, actually, the track for that was produced, you know what I'm saying, by a gentleman out of Queens that's doing his thing. You know, I believe the producer for that was Lee. Oh, his name was Cat D. Produced by Cat D. I actually got that beat made from scratch on online. I had a couple producers sending me, you know, beats into my email, and I came across that beat and was like, oh, no, I got to do something to this. I got to do something to that. So shout out to Cat D, because that joint right there was just absolute nuts. Yeah. You know, that's that feel-good music that make you want to, you know, get your two-step on, grab a glass, and just, you know, do what you do.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
a
joint that your mama can listen to. You can listen to
it
with your mama at the house party, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Definitely got that swag to it, too. That's that club banger right there.
Yeah.
Definitely that club banger right there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So, you know, we aiming to fill all voids. You know, we're not trying to just, you know, satisfy one particular audience. We trying to become, you know, I'm trying to become an MC, and we're trying to, you know, inspire to all, to everybody. We're trying to cater to everyone, not just one particular group.
Oh, okay. You know? That's exactly how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to get the whole, everybody listens, all ages, all of them just listening. That joint right there definitely have all ages in.
Word up. I appreciate that. Word up, man. Word up.
No doubt.
Feel it, New York City. Feel it.
I don't know if Todd wants you online, but you know, since that's a DJ, he's welcome to stay. But we have another caller for you on the line. We're going to bring him on, all right?
All right.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm fine. I've been listening to a part of the interview, and I heard that last song that you put out there for the ladies. I like that song. I'm a new fan. Definitely a new fan. I like the vibe. I like it.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. I thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I have one question.
Sure.
What artist would you really like to work with?
What artist? Does it depend on the genre, or like a hip hop or R&B?
It doesn't matter.
I've always wanted to work with Jasmine Sullivan.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
I've always wanted to do something with Jasmine Sullivan. I just think that me and her could really come off with something that would just be really epic.
Uh-huh.
You know, and from a hip hop standpoint, I would love to get on a track with T.I.
All right, all right. Well, I think you have very, very good talent, and I feel that in the future that you will eventually successfully complete that goal. And
oh,
I'd like to wish you lots of blessings in everything that you do.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Mama.
You're welcome.
Caller, you can log on to my SoundCloud page, and you can, you know, we have some free downloads of some of the music that's on there, that, you know, that some of the music that, you know, having to play tonight, but it's something you'll definitely enjoy, you know what I'm saying, if you would like to do that, you know what I'm saying. We have some free downloads and some great music that you can have and put in your iPod and play for your friends and things of that nature.
Wow, well, okay.
Well, I'm giving that information real fast. Go ahead.
Okay, well, everything is DJ Ty Brand, TYBRAND, at SoundCloud.com.
Okay. I'm writing it down now.
All right.
And you can follow, and you'll see other information on where to find us at and things of that nature. So, you know, we got shows coming up, and, you know, a lot of things going on. We're trying to stay busy, and we definitely appreciate the love.
Like I said, I'm definitely a new fan, so...
I appreciate that. Definitely.
Have a nice night, guys.
Likewise. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, we have another caller for you. See, we're going to bring him on real fast. And then I just want to, you know, finish, you know,
right,
and play that other track, which I just want to bring another caller on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have LC on the line?
How you doing, LC?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm feeling it. I want to know, though. I'm feeling it. Out of the two I heard, I like that one best.
All right. That's a stop. I'm definitely glad you liked it, because I made that song
to
the ladies, you know? Definitely.
Yeah, well, it's definitely talking. I like that one.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Who would you say inspired you?
I would say inspired me? Mm-hmm. A couple people such as, like I said, LL Cool J, Rakim, Okay. People like Tupac, you know, those type of artists, KRS-One. Definitely, you know, life is an inspiration for me.
Yes.
You know, so combination of all those things.
All right, and what was your, I didn't get the information that you gave out to follow you. What's your information to follow you?
Oh, you can follow me, actually, if you want to hear music or follow me on Twitter, you know, you on Twitter is LC, the THE, one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have a YouTube channel as well, which you can take and type in LC.
Okay.
D-A.
Mm-hmm.
Movement.
Okay.
And as well, you can check out the video I have with Donnell Jones, and you can type in YouTube, LC, Don't Trip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like Darnell Jones, too. Okay.
Right. All right. So.
Okay. Well, I'm like the other caller. I'm definitely a new fan, definitely. And keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. And Todd, why don't you give it the SoundCloud information?
Oh, yeah. The SoundCloud information that I'm testing music with the free downloads is DJ Ty Brand. That's T-Y-B-R-A-N-D.
Okay.
So once you go to SoundCloud.com, you just type in DJ Ty Brand, and, you know, the page will pop up, and you'll see some free music on there, and you can follow me also. So every time I post something new, it'll pop up to your email or, you know, however you choose to link it to your phone or whatever. LC has a fan page on Facebook.
Okay. And what's that?
So you can log on to Facebook.com and put LC-T-H-E-O-N-E. His fan page should pop up for, so you can follow him on there. You can find out where the shows are at, what other interviews that we do. You know, we just keep you abreast of everything that's going on, you know, with LC and the movement.
Okay. Now, do you have any shows coming up?
We actually got some stuff that's coming up.
Okay.
We got some stuff that's coming up real soon that we're gonna take and release. Right now, we just dot in the I's and crossing the T's on these events before we release the information.
Okay.
But like I said, when you go to the fan page on Facebook, which is LC the THE 1-O-N-E.
Okay.
You'll definitely see everything that's up there.
All right, good. All right. Well, thank you.
If you like the party, I'm at the Hudson Cafe every Saturday in Harlem.
Hudson Cafe.
The Hudson Cafe also as well. So we're gonna have some things stirring up. Hopefully you could come out.
All right, good. I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, that's Hudson Cafe. I can see you be up there doing his thing up there sometime at the Hudson Cafe and all that.
Yeah, you should come on out, man. Check it out, man.
New Money. Definitely
was. Yeah, New Money got, we holding it down with New Money. The New Money, you know what I'm saying, movement going down every Saturday at the Hudson River Cafe. And you got DJ Ty Brand, you know what I'm saying, that's holding it down every Saturday. You know, alongside, who you out there also on Saturdays with, Ty?
Alongside DJ Sleepy. And, you know, my man DJ Mike Dolo will be coming in, you know, making a couple of cameos and everything. And we definitely going to have, you know, some headlining DJs coming through, because we definitely going to blow up the situation. And we might have something real special for New Year's Eve.
Right.
We're trying to, like you said, dot the I's across the T's. We're having a particular artist or artist come out and you know, bless the situation. So we trying to do it big on a whole lot of different levels, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I definitely feel you.
Yeah, now, man, you got to come out too, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be out there. Believe me.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. I'll
definitely be out there. Now, we had a couple of new callers that just came on. Let me fill them in on what's going on with you, LC. We have LC on the line, up-and-coming artist. He did a lot of showcases in the BX. He opened up shows for 404s. Rob Bass, BBD, Mia Sky. He was on tour with Rakim. You know, he's doing real big things. You also is into the modeling for T.I.'s clothing line.
Right, I did some of that as well too.
BBD ripped the runway. Tell us about that.
That was a dope experience. Once again, I was at a showcase doing my thing, and a lady by the name of Suzanne Edwards came to me and asked me if I was interested in modeling. And at that particular point, I was like, sure, why not? And she was like, well, we're having auditions for a cool clothing line, which is owned by T.I., a cool. And I went to the rehearsal, the audition, man. It was happened to be the Rip the Runway, man. I had so much fun doing that. It was absolute pleasure. It's been a blast.
Wow. You doing some big, things there. Now, how do you balance all that out? That's what I got to ask you first. How do you balance everything out?
To be honest with you, you there's no method behind that. You just do. Mm-hmm. You know, you just do. And like I said, it also helps to have good people around you. You know, so mm-hmm. when you need, you know, while you're staying busy, you have people around you to say, yo, remember you got to do this. Or remember, we got to do that. Or, you know, we making this move, you know, just to help me as I got, you know, as I move forward and I move along, you know. So, you know, that all helps. That all helps with staying, you know, creating that balance that you need.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
Conversations with God with God a lot of nights, man, get you by.
Now, let me ask you. In 2010, you released your single, Don't Trip, featuring the R&B sensation Donnell Jones. That was number 4 on the Billboard. Tell us about that.
Man, that was awesome. Anybody who listens to music knows that Donnell Jones is a complete genius. Underrated, mm-hmm. in my opinion, but he's a genius. He makes great music. And what people don't know is Donnell Jones produced that track.
Wow.
He makes beats as well. He's a songwriter, singer, and a producer. So it was funny. I met Donnell Jones, once again, doing my thing. Someone approached me. My manager was like, look, you know, at that particular time, I had a co-manager by the name of Sheila Jenkins. And mm-hmm. They were good friends, and he had heard some of my music through her. And he was like, look, I got this record that I just know he would be so perfect for. And he sent me the record. I laid it down. I sent it back to him. He remixed it. He mastered it. And he called back and was like, yo, man, this is a hit. He flew up from Chicago. He flew up, you know what I'm saying, from Atlanta. Originally, mm-hmm. he's from Chicago, but he flew up from Atlanta. And we shot that video together. That joint was pandemonium.
Wow.
Absolutely just crazy, Don't Trip.
Well, I want to get into your next single, but you got the phone lines blowing up. We have another caller for you. So we're going to bring them on.
All right.
Hello, caller, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Okay. Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. This is Shelly. How are you?
I'm doing good now. How you feeling?
I'm good.
All right.
I was just wondering, have you ever did a show in the Raleigh-Durham area?
And where at?
Raleigh-Durham area, Raleigh.
Oh, down south. No, I haven't. I'm trying to get down there. I would love to come down there.
Okay, I live in Raleigh.
Oh, you live in Raleigh? I would love to come down to Raleigh. Like, if you know anybody who needs somebody to come down and provide, you know what I'm saying, some entertainment, you know, feel free to let me know.
Okay, I'm not in the entertainment industry, but I know there's several clubs and venues that you might want to check out. I don't know if you want to exchange numbers or inbox me or whatever, but I can probably put you right there on the line, you know, to get there.
Okay.
Give me your info.
How can we go about that, Rich? Right.
Give me your info.
Matter of fact, how about this? You got a pen and piece of paper?
I don't.
Take down my email?
I was going to give you my email address.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I don't have a pen and paper right now. I don't have it. I'm actually in my vehicle.
Oh, okay. Do you have a contact? Do you have an email address?
I do.
All right. Matter of fact, write that down. I'm going to write that down. Okay, what is it?
I'll tell you what, this is how we do it.
I'm sorry.
Shelly.
You know how I'm going to do it? What's up?
Stay on the line, right? Stay on the line.
That's better.
I get the switchboard operator.
Right.
To get it. and I'll translate it to him. We'll do it like that.
Gotcha.
Is that all right? All right. You sounded a little skeptical about it.
Right. You was kind of, you was working it out, right?
I'm sorry. I hesitated.
She's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Like that. That's all. I didn't want to feel like that, but it's all good stuff.
No. Listen, baby. I get it. I so get it, and I'm glad we found another way to go about it.
Yeah, okay. That's how we'll definitely do it.
Okay.
All right.
So, Shelly, just stay on the line. Switch the operator.
Hold on.
Get your get your email and all that.
Right.
Okay.
And I'll send it to LC.
Okay, that's cool.
That's good.
Well, good luck, and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling, Ma.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to definitely get that information for you, LC. We have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Right.
Hello, sir.
What's going on, radio?
Yes, this is Minister Arthur L. Weathersby, and I just want to let the brother know I've been listening to him from the beginning. And I want to just say this, and just to encourage you, bro, I listen to you. Now, I might not be the type of person that people might think that might have been paying attention to what was being said, but
right.
I listen to you speak. I listen to the lyrics on your songs because I'm a very lyrical person, and I noted the humbleness, and I noted that you stated that you were just trying to be you and nobody else. And I know that you're not saying what type of artist you are or what your focus is, but I know the Lord is working with you, and you know him. And that's
right.
in the way that you talk and the way you carry yourself. So I want to encourage you, because whatever God has for you, it is for you. And he's going to open doors for you, bro. You're already walking through it right now.
I appreciate you, bro.
You're
I
walking
really
through
that.
It right now, my brother. I'm listening to you, and it's a breath of fresh air, because I love to hear folks speak articulately. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we can all pull up, you know, from where we grew up from. But, you know, God brings us out of places for a reason.
Right. Right. I agree with you.
And I'm encouraged. That last song, I definitely heard Tupac.
Right. I mean, I get those comparisons.
I definitely heard
through.
That, bro. I'm going to tell you. See, now, I wasn't always saved.
Right.
And Tupac did some good stuff. He wrote the song about his mother. He wrote the song about women.
Right.
And I heard it. I heard Tupac all up in that last one.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you so much, man. Definitely,
be encouraged,
I really appreciate
bro.
That. Thank
the
you so much, man.
The best is yet to come, and you have yet. I mean, the doors are just starting to open up for you, and everything that you visualize to happen in your career is going to happen. Because when you visualize it, it's a done deal.
Right. I'm still going to take that with me. I appreciate that the advice that you just sent down on me, brother.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Definitely. All right, man. You have a very good night, and I appreciate your calling.
Same to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well,
wow,
man,
wow.
I'm telling you, this
wow.
thing called hip hop,
okay.
man.
Wow.
Right. You see
yeah.
that? You never know who's listening to you, so you
exactly.
always got to make sure, you know, that you stay consistent with who you are.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. You never know who's listening. But listen, I want to ask you some more questions real fast. I know,
sure.
like I said, you're pressed, but I also want to play your single, Real Deal.
Oh, yeah. Right,
tell us a little bit about that single. I want to get into that. I want to play that single real fast. Talk a little about Real Deal.
Real Deal is my contribution to hip-hop, to emceeing. You know what I'm saying? This is the way I say thank you to the MCs like Rakim and KRS-One and Nas and Jay-Z and Kool G Rap. This is the way of me saying thank you for, you know, being lyrical and being MCs yourselves when I was coming up listening to y'all, for me to be able to do a song like this that you're about to play called Real Deal, because not everybody can touch this type of a track. So you heard it here first. No, this is Todd's favorite track too. You heard it here first, man. You heard it here first in GQ Radio. Let's
go. Alright, we're going to definitely get into that. Alright, Nas and Divas, here's another banger by LC. Remember where you heard it first. It's Real Deal on GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Ladies and
gentlemen.
We know. You already know. It's the movement, baby.
I'm in
West.
I'm in
Hey,
yo, hey yo, strip it slow with it. You hear me, you get yourself touched. Hot with the flow, what I spit, I burn your mouth up. Execute and destroy your beat, be the enemy. So I jumped on it, the roast, it is just a part of me. Basic mathematics, it's fast addict, it's back at it. Haters need to rest, but I'm flexing, they need a craftmatic. I know you tired, the way it's over, I'm right here. I'm in the building, so keep it moving, we good here. The only thing we poppin' would be the dogs here. That be my story, I'm sticking to it if nothing else. Cause nowadays when you love fly, they tryna tell. I rep the X, BX, baby, I'm born raised. New York swag in my Diddy block, it's not a game. So when you hear me, you can tell that it's not a game. I'm like a jewel in the case, homie, read the tag. It says real deal, nobody can buy that.
I'm real with it,
West swag.
I'm in the game,
movement.
Sick wind,
bass.
It's going down,
God brand.
I'm real with it,
zone.
Movement. I'm sick with it.
Movement.
Hey yo, real with it. Put up on point, this here's plastic. El Sizzle hit on my ninja when you attack it. Smoke everywhere, I'm setting it on fire. Trying to stay away from you fake phonies and liars. Put them in the zone, I'm grown, I'm full blown. I'm that dude, rock hoodies with polo colognes. Only talk about checks and getting money to flip. And five whips with chicks getting right with this. I can get it from afar, I do this with no garb. I rock hard, but feel me, get busy with bars. I air out your set, I do this cause I'm a threat. When I rep the stress, hanging through from his neck. And I get points from y'all, the kid, the good job. Pen and pad on the table with beats that bang hard. Smash out anything, I'm doing the damn thing. L dot sizzle, baby, they're killing the damn thing. Real,
I'm real with it.
West swag,
I'm
in the game.
Movement,
sick with it.
Bass,
it's going down.
God brand,
I'm real with it.
Zone,
I'm in the game.
Movement,
I'm sick with it.
Movement.
LC, yo.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Really feeling your flow, man. No question.
I appreciate
ain't
that.
No stereotype or none of that. I'm really feeling your joint.
I appreciate that, man. Word up. Love is love.
Now, let me ask you, now, in March 2011, you released a new single titled Block Boy and a re-release of Don't Trip that you explained is said the different sides of LC. Let everybody know the different sides of LC.
LC got, you know, at the end of the day, it's like LC, I'm very diverse. I'm very diverse. I like to cater to, like I said, not one person, but to all. LC has so many different shades of them. You know, I'm an MC, I'm an entertainer. I'm also, you know, an educator, you know, as well. Coming up from the era where I came up from, I was able to hear those different types of MCs. So I acquired all those type of things. I took something from KRS-One. I took something from Rakim. I took something from LL Cool J. And I just brought those whole things up and said, you know what? I'm going to feed y'all this. And another thing in my music, if the people that have been calling in, they've been listening, and people who haven't, if you didn't realize, but I don't use any profanity in any of my music. I don't use any type of profanity. I don't curse at all. And I still get respected by some of the grittiest underground artists that are out here because you cannot deny true talent. You can't deny real music, good music. And I encourage everyone to try it too. You know, challenge yourself. You don't have to curse in order to get your point across.
You're definitely right about that. You don't. And I feel like some people that curse a lot in their lyrics to get their point across, that means they don't really have nothing else to say.
Mm-mm. They don't have anything.
Mean?
They don't have their vocabulary doesn't stretch out far enough for them to fill that fill that sentence. Right.
Exactly. So LC, I want you to know it's been an honor having you on. Why don't you give them all your information again? Give them everything.
Like I said, once again, I got my fan page at LC. THEONE.com. That's LC the THEONE.com. You can also take and follow me on Twitter, LC the 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 number one. That's LC THE the number one. Also my YouTube page,
LC the DA movement. That's LC DA movement for my YouTube channel. You can also, you know what I'm saying, Google me. Everything about me will come up. You type in L dot C, not LC, L dot C. You can Google me. I got all my videos up. The video I got with Darnell Jones is LC Don't Trip. It's blazing, it's hot, it's doing a lot of things. And before I go, I just want to say shout out, you know what I'm saying, to GQ Radio for holding me down today, showing me love. You know what I'm saying, the host from beginning to end has been nothing but love. Shout out to my team, The Movement, DJ Tybrand, Bass, Zone, you know what I'm saying, New Money, shout out to y'all. Y'all definitely got to come out to the Hudson River Cafe every Saturday.
We're definitely going to be out there.
It's going to be nuts. It's going to be a movie. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be nuts. Y'all got to come out there. It's going to be so crazy. You know? And for those of you guys who want to hear something, you know, a song I did called Are You There? I got a video for that that talks about, you know, young challenging men to be fathers to their child. Like I said, you know what I mean? Go to my YouTube page, man. It's channel. It's there for you. It's there for you. Just take it all in.
Okay. Well, I want you to know it definitely was an honor having you on. We definitely gonna hook up. I got those maps. I know Shelly's still listening. I got your map. I'm gonna send Shelly, get her email and definitely send it to you.
Right, you know please do. Please do, Shelly. I hope you're still listening. I'm interested. Definitely get in contact with my boy, you know, over here at GQ Radio, and he's going to hold you down. We're going to make some magic.
No doubt. But, you know, like I said, once again, it was definitely an honor, LC. We're going to keep in touch. Any exclusives, let me know.
Definitely.
You know, we did a CD already that we promoted out for everybody. You know, we ain't charging nobody nothing. We got it going in Harlem right now. The Bronx, we put it in Brooklyn. Manhattan, I got some people down south, I'm going to send it to them. So, you know, just a promotional thing that, you know, I try to do to help, you know, artists out and everything, get them out there a little faster and everything.
Right.
Well, you're already out there. I mean, like, what is this? But, you know,
oh, man,
I definitely want to put
still need help.
it still can
use a blessing, baby, you know?
No doubt, yo. So I definitely want to put you on the next one because we already put the other one out. But the next one will be out in about 2 or 3 months. I definitely want to put you on it.
Okay, that's a bet. You got that.
All right, no doubt. You know, I'm going to catch you up at the Hudson. I got your map. We're going to definitely keep in touch.
Okay, that's what it is, brother. Peace to you, bro.
All right. Say
bye-bye. Bye.
LC, Dons and Divas. All right. Coming up next, we have Annie with the GQ General Question. So stay right there. And don't move. We also going to be giving out 2 tickets to Swagger's All Black Affair tonight. Now, the question I want y'all to listen to, how long has Swagger been doing promotional events? If you know the answer to that, call in and you win 2 tickets to his All Black Affair tonight in Midtown. I'll give y'all all the information when we come back. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace, Love Entertainment. Don't move. It's butter, baby.
I'm octane, and I don't give a what, niggas know I'm not lame. Just get it started, homie, hit the starter button. And when I sit on one, the beat, they say I started something like Mike, a thriller, nigga. I think I'm Kobe killer.
Like what you're popping in the booth, don't care about phony figures. If it's the truth, then I'm the truth, but this ain't Halloween. Nev Campbell with the flow, my shit'll make you scream. I cast a lyrical spell, this Harry Potter flow. Do it and doing it well, man, I just gotta blow. I'm sitting patiently waiting like I'm a Buddha child. So pass the weak limit, took up, cause this a Buddha child. Let's get it.
When the beat gets crazy, like a spring break, baby. The flow gets crazy, no, the Yon Dante. Tell me some
yeah.
Boys, DJ, baby. Make it
more crazy. Just trying to get a break, yeah. So I can take a break,
yeah.
This 9 to 5 got me stressed out, I need a break. So I'm obsessed with inception, I dream flows. I'm a monster in the booth, Bruce Banner flow. I give it all back out in the 12th round,
yeah.
Like a lion out of cage, can't tame now. Spartacus, kind of see him how I feel now.
What?
I'm a gladiator, room got me caged down. Can't stop me, I'm stopping with a train now. Lyrical exercise is how I train now. Daddy, your soldier is ready for his reign now. Game over, I'm ready for my ring now. I'm boxed in, bumping, did he know way out? Like a criminal, the studio, my safe house. Like a surgeon, the flow, MD out. I'm catching ready, man, make these confetti, man.
When the beat gets crazy,
yeah, I know it, man. Get crazy, know that y'all
dynamite.
Tell me, gun boy, tell me, DJ, baby. Make it bounce, get crazy. Oh, I got this shit a lot. I threw away the key. I'm taking reggae pop. Still killer one drop. Don't fit no category. They don't know where to put me. I must be legendary. Cause they keep trying to book me.
Y'all dynamite. When the beat gets crazy, I'm spring break, baby. So the flow gets crazy. Tell the song boy,
clear
with
tell the
DJ, baby. Make it bounce, get the shit back, baby. Y'all done, Jay. When the beat gets crazy, like a spring break, baby. So the sound gets crazy, know that y'all done, Jay. Tell the song boy, clear with tell the DJ, baby. Make it bounce, get the shit back, baby. Y'all done, Jay. When the beat gets crazy, like a spring break, baby. So the sound gets crazy, know that y'all done, Jay. Tell the song boy,
all right, all right, all right, Dons and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Annie. Annie, welcome to the show. Hello, Annie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
How are you doing, Annie?
I'm good, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to thank you for joining us this evening.
I want to thank y'all for having me.
Okay, okay. Now, would you like to tell our listeners a little something about yourself?
Well, I'm 35, and I've gone through a couple of relationships. I've never been married, no kids, but I'm trying. Maybe one day my clock is ticking, but I'm trying.
Okay, well, maybe that right one will come along, so you never know. But don't rush it, because you don't want the right one to come along and you wind up being the wrong one.
Right. But I don't have so many wrong. I had so many wrong ones. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything out there really for me. I'm all messed up right now.
Well, we definitely going to put you back on the right track. We definitely going to do that. GQ Palace, we show love to everybody. No matter what you go and do, we try to, you know, be there for everybody that we can, you know. Sometimes, you know, you gotta go through the downs to get to the ups, you know. That's the way the man upstairs sees it.
But I've been through so many downs, and this last one got me, like, really messed up in the game. But I'm glad I got the opportunity to call the show, though, because I need some feedback. I need some uplifting or something.
Well, you sound like you really do well. What's your topic for this evening?
My topic for this evening is you're with your mate, you're with your spouse, and everything seems to be going all good, and then all of a sudden, your spouse breaks up with you. You guys break up. And next thing you know, your spouse is dating somebody that's the same sex as your spouse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Whoa.
I'm laughing to keep from crying, but I need some feedback. I mean, I'm wondering if it's me or, you know, I'm very ladylike. I might sound like I'm kind of from the streets or whatever, but I'm very ladylike, classy, dressed nice, heels, you know, very classy. I'm working at office, and I don't know. I just don't know what was wrong. I'm hoping it wasn't me, but I just don't know. I need some feedback from the public. I hope we get a lot of callers in today.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Dons and Divas. Phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air and give your point of view on Annie's topic or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, Annie, let me ask you, because this is something that's real serious. You with your mate and y'all break up for them. Y'all break up and they go to the same sex. Do you feel like you have something to do with that? Do you feel like, you know, it was your fault they went to the same sex?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. I don't know. I don't think I had anything to do with it because, you know, we never, when it came to us, you know, doing our thing, sexually, I never saw any, you know, any clues, any, no signs, nothing. I never did no crazy stuff like that, never touched them, never, you know, so I don't know. I don't think I had anything to do with it. But, you know, any female would feel, you know, like real insecure from that. Especially being that I think I did my job.
Well, maybe this person just liked it the same sex all along. Sometimes it could be like a transformation of things. I don't know. But we actually have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring that caller on real fast.
Okay.
Hello? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, how's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
Hi.
Did you hear the topic for this evening?
I heard a little bit of it. I didn't catch the last part of it.
Annie's topic is, make a long story short, you want your spouse and y'all break up and they started going out with the same sex.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
yeah, that's what I said. I had to say it again for you. You know, I don't mean to, you know, it's not a funny situation, but it's just like, you know, things like that happen and, you know, I didn't ask Annie if she'd been in that situation, you know, but.
Well, you know. I have not been in that situation before, but just listening to the topic, I'm thinking that perhaps that was already in the making, and me, honestly, I don't believe either man or female can turn a person into a homosexual or whatever. I believe that it's already in them. No matter how hard or whatever you try, I think it's already there. It's already there.
Okay, so then he was probably using me as just a cover up or something to try to make it look like, you know, he was straight or something.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he used you as a cover up. I'm gonna say perhaps maybe he didn't know exactly what he wanted at the time.
Yes.
And he liked both. I'm not gonna necessarily say that he used you as a cover up. I don't agree with that, but I don't know this person or whatever, but I'm going to say that he basically chose one or the other, basically, you know, and he chose the other. So I'm just going to say that. I don't think it has anything to do with a woman or a male personally. That's the way I'm thinking. If you have a so-called straight male or a so-called straight female that is in a monogamous relationship with the opposite sex, and they decide that they want to go to the same sex, I personally don't think that it has anything to do with the male or female. That's just my opinion. That, me personally, I think that it was always already in them and they just decided to go one way and to keep it that way or maybe mix it up or whatever, but that's just my feeling on it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, that's a good point as well, but to me it seems like the person was maybe bi from the get-go or something,
that might be it, but I'm thinking if they were bi from the get-go, that might be it. You're absolutely right. That might be it, but
I'm saying that for them to actually fully come out like that, I think that was an opportunity to say, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to go for.
Well, that's understandable too, but see, the point of the matter, at least, you know, they broke up, you know. Who's
right.
to say the person wasn't doing it when they was together? It could have came to the point that the person was doing it when they was together, and they just got that strong feeling that this is the route that they truly, really want to go. So they choose to break up with the female they with to go with the male.
You're right, but I disagree with the fact that person wasn't that honest. It's been a long-term relationship or whatever. Wasn't that honest to say, you know what, hey, you know, I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking. So they were wrong for that, but I'm just saying that I just think that it was already basically, it was already there. It was. And
you
some of the signs were probably there, too, that perhaps you didn't pay attention to.
The signs were probably there, and I just ignored them. I just thought it was a good thing that, you know, I had gone through some bad relationships, and then in this relationship, he was always giving me my space. You know, all the other relationships, guys wanted to be up under me. He was giving me my space all the time. Every time I turned around, he just giving me my space. If I wanted to go do something, it was okay. Or he would, you know, say, yeah, honey, why don't you go do this? Why don't you go, you know, go take a trip, you know, to New York. Go take yourself shopping. Take your homegirls with you. You know, I didn't take heed to what was going on. You know, I thought he was just giving me my space, but he was probably just taking his space, you know.
But then
so
again, in a relationship, who thinks about that? Who's thinking about that?
Right,
who's thinking
right.
about that in a relationship? Who's thinking about that?
Right.
You know,
I mean,
by him telling you, hey, go hang out with your girlfriends, have fun or whatever, that's the last thing on your mind is him being, you know, in a homosexual relationship.
Exactly.
You're just trying to hang out and have
well,
a good time. That's the last thing on your mind.
Well,
right.
I'm going to let you know. It depends because I wasn't going to tell a story, but I'm going to tell it. My cousin, you understand, she used to date guys. You understand? She left the guy to go with the female. I knew the guy she was dating. We used to play basketball together and everything. And he came to me and he was like, yo, I feel some kind of way because your cousin broke up with me to start going with females. You understand? But see, the boy, to make a long story short, it depends because my cousin was always that type of person. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She was never
okay.
a female type to wear heels, and she used to play football with us and basketball with us and everything, and you know what I mean? But she still had her boyfriends back then. It was just that one time where she really, I guess, let herself out to be like, okay, you know what? I'm going this route. This is the route I want to go. But my man who she was dealing with, you know, not my man, but we was cool, who she was dealing with, he was really taken aheart by it. And, you know, me, you know, because this was back in the days, though, because it's been a while now. Me being young, I was like, well, she just went for somebody else. What's the big deal? You know what I mean? You know, but he was like, yo, you never experienced a situation like that for you to be a man and be with a female, and then she automatically stopped messing with dudes after she messed with you to go with a female.
Well, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think anyone is, like, born gay. I don't think God has, you know, said, oh, you're going to, you know, just be gay or whatever. My thing is that I think it was already in you off the back, honestly. I do believe that because if you're going the other way, it was already there. You just wanted to find yourself and figure out when it was the right time to go ahead and come out, or some people don't come out or whatever or hide. But I think he was actually born with that, honestly. I do.
Well, you know, I guess sometimes, you know, it depends on how you look at the situation.
Nobody wants to be bullied or, you know, in society today, somebody being gay or even black or whatever, you know, it's like in some people's eyes, that's a bad thing. And then you have people that are like, you know what, I don't want to come out the closet per se, or you know what, I want both or whatever, but I think personally, it's already in you. Nobody wants to be bashed. Nobody wants to be, you know, biased to anything. I don't believe anyone, any human being wants to be unaccepted. I don't believe that at all.
I'm not bashing or anything. I have
no
problem with
it. No, I'm not saying
it. I have no problem with it. I just want to know, you know, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? And you know, I don't think you did anything wrong, Ann.
I think that it was already there. It was already there. I don't think you did anything wrong. I don't believe that at all.
We have a couple of more callers on the line, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring two callers on at once. I'm going to just bring the first caller in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I just want you to stay on the line. I'm going to bring another caller in as well, all right?
Yes, sir.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like the first caller to go first.
Okay, this is a great segue to what's going to end up being my segment a little later on. You guys are talking about the area where I focus in on marriages and things of that nature. What I will tell you, sis, about what happened, what I believe may have happened, it depends on how you, what was the underlying reason that caused you to get married to the individual. If it was based upon feelings or sexual compatibility, then that's where you erred.
We didn't get married. We were talking about getting married so many times, and like I said, everything was going good, and then all of a sudden just a breakup, and I don't understand where we went wrong. I really don't.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a relationship with God?
Huh?
Do you have a relationship with God?
No.
He doesn't either?
No, we never talked about that. Maybe once in a while, you know, when you know how those people with the pamphlets come knocking on the door?
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's my perspective that that's where we err, number one, because we need to start from a premise of, first off, we go into a relationship, you need to know everything there is about that person. So communication is vital. Sometimes we're vulnerable, and you're in a vulnerable state because I heard you say earlier, you said your age, said you were you didn't have any children. And you know what? Whether we admit to it or not, and this is what we have to be honest with ourselves, you're standing there with your feet tapping, your biological clock is ticking.
Right.
And you want to get in a relationship because you probably have ideas about a family and doing the traditional thing as far as having a husband and kids. Not necessarily living the traditional role of a wife, but what I'm saying, just a family. And that in and of itself will make you vulnerable to be deceived by somebody that I believe that if you had really looked at him and y'all had really talked, you would have known what his situation was.
Mm-hmm.
But because you were focused on your own, you know, your own thing, which is your biological clock, as far as you're concerned, it's ticking. And I want to get in a relationship. And I want to be married. I want to have children.
And
you overlooked
like
the obvious.
It seemed like it was the best relationship out of all of the relationships that I had been in. And, you know, I thought it was the one. So I overlooked a lot of things.
Because when somebody's trying to deceive you, they can make themselves look like God knows what
in
that deception process.
I was sure vulnerable because
and he preyed on you.
I used him as a he was like a rebound, but it, like I said, it seemed like it was just so great. He was so different.
Yes, because he preyed on you. He preyed on you.
Uh-huh.
He needed you for a front. That's why y'all were together.
Wow.
He needed you for a front. So that he can do his down low on the down low. That's why they do that. That's why it becomes a down low. He needs a front.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And that's
well,
what he did. He prayed on your vulnerability,
you,
sister.
Thank you, sir. I thank all y'all.
But we have stay on the line. We have another caller also. The segment ain't over yet. You want the information? You gonna get it. Hello.
Thank y'all so much.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You have some information for our caller.
I agree with the guy that Gentleman just said a few minutes ago about on the down low. That comes from now. You mean that book on the down low? A prime example. That's exactly what he did. 20-something years of the marriage.
So you feel he'd been like that from the get-go? You feel like he was just like that all along?
Yeah. All along. He just used her. He used her to get around, you know, to be happy, to show the front at family functions and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
On the down low, but that's why he was doing everything.
Yeah, no intention of marrying you.
I mean, you could say that, but I think at some point it also boils down to the fact of somebody not really knowing who they really are deep down inside.
I agree with that.
I don't know how old he was, bro, but I believe he knew who he was. I don't think he was a child.
No, you got some people at certain ages, you know, they still don't know where they at. You understand?
No, but they know their sexual desires. They know their sexual desires. They may not know who they are, what their purpose is in life, but I tell you one thing, they know their sexual desires. They know what they like.
So,
I'm thinking at some point maybe they might struggle with that, you know. They might not know, so maybe they might struggle with the fact of who they are.
Well, you know what? Then they're denying the facts for themselves, because sometimes we lie to ourselves. I mean, we can be very, we're not willing to do like Michael Jackson, say, take a look in the man in the mirror. Because the truth hurts. So we don't want to deal with the truth. Like that movie, A Few Good Men, we can't handle the truth. We don't want the truth.
Well,
so we're not willing to look at ourselves.
It took me a long time to call in. I had been listening in for a while, and what made me even think about being a guest on the show was when I heard that girl, there was a lady that called in, and she had a husband that was stealing her sexual toys and stuff, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh, Lord, I'm glad
that wasn't happening to me. I heard her on one of y'all shows, and it rang a bell in my head, but I don't think any of my toys was ever missing, but now looking back, they was kind of moved around every once in a while, but I never paid attention to it, you know.
I mean, you know, that's just, you know, a lot of people go through things out here, you know, and some people don't know how to handle a situation or which way to go or how they're going to go about it. So they stick with it. But what some people need to realize, it's best to be happy alone than miserable with somebody.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I never tried getting back with him, but it didn't hurt me. You know, it didn't hurt me, and even now, but I'm glad I spoke out. I'm glad I came out.
Be honest with yourself. It hurt you.
It does.
It hurt you because you were willing to put trust in this individual that he was the one.
Yes,
you have to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree, it did hurt you.
It did, but I had thought, well, should I get real upset? Do I want to allow myself to get real upset like I used to get when I was hurt by the other relationship, or am I just gonna stand strong and be the woman that I am and just, you know, woman up, you know?
You can do that, but you need to release that hurt. Because if you don't release the hurt, what you do is you pile it on top of one hurt, then you pile on another hurt, and you go into different relationships hurting. And then that hurts the possibility for the next relationship to be successful. You have to release that thing. You have to release that hurt in order for your future relationship to be successful.
I want to thank GQ Palace for allowing me to start to even, you know, start my healing, because I feel definitely like I'm releasing so much off of my shoulders. So
absolutely.
I want to thank GQ Palace for having me tonight. And I want to thank all of y'all who's calling in and giving me this advice. I'm definitely taking it in. Thank y'all so much.
I'm praying for you, sis.
Thank you, Mr. Minister.
And you know, it's more to it. You understand?
Yes.
Because you got some people who feel like, you know, in a situation like that maybe they feel like they did something wrong.
Right. Absolutely.
You know. And it's a bad situation. But I want y'all to hold on, because we have another call on the line and we're gonna bring them in.
Charging disconnected.
Hello. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, you're on GQ Palace. General questions?
Yo, this is Miss Money?
Yes.
Miss Money, what up?
What's going on?
This is Flowboy Deuce, how are you?
All right, what's going on, Flowboy?
I'm good, everything is great, man. I just wanted to call in because I told you that I would call in again.
Well, you know, Flowboy was actually the artist that was on last week. Catch My Swag was his single. You know,
And we appreciate the support. But what's actually going on right now, Flowboy, we have a young female on, and it's the general question.
Right.
And, you know, she's been through some things, and she's looking for advice. And one situation that she's been into was, you know, her and her spouse been together. I ain't going to say her spouse, you know, because she actually didn't say her spouse. So I don't know her in that predicament. But let's say you and your spouse is together, and your spouse break up with you to go with the same sex. How would you actually feel in that situation? Is there any advice you could, you know, donate, you know?
In her case, you know what I'm saying, she should have saw all of the warning signs. Because there's warning signs for shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Me, myself, I really wouldn't know, but I know that there's warning signs for that. Just like there's warning signs for anything else, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's something bad or good, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, I think she should just move on. If son want to be with, you know, if he like, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, honestly. I really wouldn't know what advice to give her, really. But the only thing I know to say is she should have saw the warning signs.
I think a couple of people said that, too. Am I right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I didn't. Now, you know, as I'm on the line, I'm listening to y'all, and I'm thinking back, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was a warning sign. I ignored it. Oh, my gosh. That was a warning sign. I
ignored
it. Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know that happens like that, sis. Because when you're going, when you're in the process of being in the relationship, that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for that picture that you painted in your mind of the man that you want, and he may be giving you that, which causes you not to be able to see the warning signs.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That's some people get blinded by the love.
That's part of the deception.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same situation, just like dudes who get with females that are whores. You know what I'm saying? They be blinded by the love, and the love doesn't allow them to accept that.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It would have to take something very drastic for it to be like, wow, like, wow, really? And then that's when you start rewinding your brain, and you're like, oh, shit.
It's like being in a coma.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then you wake up.
It's
true. But see, like she kept saying, he kept saying, give me space, you know, go out here, go out there.
Yeah.
I mean, at some points it's good to do that in a relationship. You know, go out. But I mean, if he's constantly like, hey, go over there, go with your friends, right, go have fun, such and such, and not wanting to spend no time, then, I mean, it is something you have to look at there, like, wow, you know, especially if you got on the lingerie and everything, and he's like, you're acting like he's sleeping when you come back in the room, then, you know, it's a problem there.
And he was also telling you something else. If you were looking for a committed relationship, he was telling you, no, you go out there. You go out there and do what you do.
Yep.
Right.
So he was telling you straight up that he wasn't about being in a committed relationship.
He never questioned me. Never, you know, when I was, you know, be on my phone, regardless of whether it be on the Facebook or with my on the phone with my female friends or my parents or my, you know, my people, he would never, you know, be like, oh, well, you know, who are you talking to? There was no jealousy, never asked me, honey, nobody tried to talk to you or, you know, or nothing like that.
Because he needed you for a cloak. You were his cover.
Yep.
You were his cover for him to do his down low. When people look at him, they see, oh, he in a relationship with so-and-so. That's all they want to see unless they take a close look at him. So he was using you as a cloak.
Oh, wow.
How did it really make you feel when you first seen or found out a situation like that? You know, what was your first reaction? Was you mad inside? Did you want to hit him? Did you just be like, well, you know what? Maybe I knew this all along.
It was a bunch of mixed emotions. I didn't know how to act. I was, I started sweating under my armpits. I felt like I wanted to fight. I wanted to cry. I wanted to,
I wanted to do a lot of things. I didn't know what the heck to think, but I kept my cool. I kept my cool, which I'm surprised, because in the abusive relationships, the poison relationships that I used to get into, you know, I used to end up fighting with you know, just throwing a smack or throwing a punch at one of my boyfriends. And with this one, I was just, for some reason, I just kept my calm and just stood there like, really? Wow.
Well, you know what? You were in shock. Because you know what? There's a one particular type of situation that is the worst emotional pain that you can ever feel. And that's when you've been hurt by family or somebody close to you, like in marriage. That's the worst pain that you'll ever feel emotionally. Because because you put forth so much trust, you don't anticipate it. And when it happens, it can put you in a state of shock.
Yep.
Because you just don't expect it to happen that way. Especially from a like I say, number one is family. But when you're in a committed, when you're in what you think, believe is a relationship leading towards marriage, then you trust that other individual.
Right.
And when they break that trust, that kills you.
It hurts so
internally.
Bad.
Internally,
so
it kills
bad.
You.
Well, we have somebody else that want to go on. We're going to bring the caller on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you on the air?
This topic has me. Oh my God! I don't know what to say. I'm kind of speechless on it.
That's how I was.
I was gonna say pray on it, but then I heard the answer of there's no relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I can't really say pray on it then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would just try to encourage you to. Try and get a relationship with God.
There you go, sis.
Open your heart and your mind. And, it's not bad. Give it a shot. I can't say it'll work for you. I can encourage it to you. I can always say I encourage it, And here at GQ Palace, we have all different types of shows. And I'm just going to say, try to...
Do y'all have a spiritual show, a Bible show or something?
Oh, we have
Spiritual Sunday. Spiritual Sunday is every Sunday from 7 to 9. And there's a host, there's a co-host, who's a minister, and they have special guests on as well. So
is it okay if I call in and listen into that show?
Please do. When I say that we encourage it, I'm going to try to encourage it as much as possible. Uh-huh. I think that's needed.
Okay.
I think
that's
needed. I don't know how, but I'm going to tell you that I think in my heart that you were able to get through it.
Right.
Because of God.
Right.
You might not really know it, you might not really understand it. But the reason you were able to get through what you went through was because of him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you just, try and build that relationship with God. He's there. Just open your heart and open your mind. Same way you would open your heart and your mind in a relationship, the same way you want to open your heart and your mind in that relationship with God.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And sis, I would encourage you, not just because it's because I'm going to be the next person coming up, but you need to stay around and listen to what we're going to talk about in the next segment, because it speaks to this. What Sister Polite just spoke to you about, I'm going to talk about that. Absolutely. And she's absolutely 100% correct. Even when I can tell you, I didn't get saved until I was 43 years old. I wasn't raised and born up in the church. But I knew once I got saved that when I look back over my life, God had his hands on me.
Wow.
And there were instances where I'm not supposed to be here. I should be dead right now.
Wow.
But God had his hands on me. He had plans for me, even when I did not know it.
Uh-huh.
So you can be encouraged on that. And there is hope. There is hope. And we're going to talk about that. And you're going to be encouraged, without a doubt, because this is not...
On the Sunday show, you're going to talk about that?
No, we're going to talk about that
actually coming on in the next segment.
okay.
That's how God is working before you, sis. You called at the right time. You're the best segue I could have ever possibly had for a lead into something. I can't believe this. That's how God works.
I guess I should be thankful and feel good about it then, in a way.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, if I was had to pay somebody for this, you get paid royally. You just set me. Well, you guess, just set it up for me. You set the table for me.
Well, the way y'all talking, I guess God gonna pay me or something. Then.
Well, he gonna take care of you, but I'm just saying I'd have took care of you.
That's
you
right.
Oh, wow.
And he takes care of you every single day, every morning when you wake up. That's your blessing right there.
Absolutely.
You know, and your blessings are free. They don't cost you anything.
That's
you know,
right.
Just have an open mind, an open heart about it.
Amen.
But don't you got to give, like, tithes and stuff and pay money?
No,
or
ma'am.
Offer?
Ma'am, that's the church. That's the local church.
Oh,
we're talking about a relationship with God. That's something different.
I guess I got a lot to learn. Well, you know
we
what?
All do.
I'm willing to learn. I'm so eager. I guess I needed to go through this.
Well, this wasn't by happenstance. This stuff didn't happen for you to be here.
Mm-hmm.
This was ordained to happen.
I don't know what ordained mean, but
it was predestined.
I Google a lot of stuff, so I'm going on to Google after I get off of the phone with Charles.
That's right, child. You got to know it for you got to know that information for yourself. Don't just accept my word as the gospel. You check that thing out. You're doing the right thing. I'm telling you right now, and that's what God would want you to do.
Thank you, Mr. Minister.
You're absolutely welcome.
But you know, it's just I'm just like stuck right now. I ain't never been stuck before.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you.
No, child, you ain't got nothing to be sorry for.
It's not for you to apologize. I'm just saying that you know, I'm usually. You know, just, you know, used to helping people. You know, I did as much as I could. That's why I'm glad the minister is on as well. You know, all the callers is on. Because this is the first time I've actually been like, wow, what can I actually tell this person to, you know, keep their spirits up, help them realize the situation. You understand? That's what I mean. It's not for you to apologize about.
Right.
You know, it's not a bad thing or anything like that. You know?
Uh-huh.
That's
I can tell you, bro, we are help one to another. I am not going to never profess to know everything, but I do know when God allows me to help somebody that I'm there to do that because that's what he allows me to do, but we're a help one to another. We all help one another.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I guess, you know, if there's any other listeners out there that you know, could be going through what I went through, maybe they heard my story and maybe I helped them.
That's right, child.
By telling my story. I've heard that.
Exactly.
Before that, you can help somebody by telling your story.
That's right. You're overcome by the testimonies that you said it right.
And just
you,
like you said,
you're right there.
Uh huh.
And you know,
you
somebody
said,
that's
you,
listening. Go ahead, sorry.
You said you wanted to discuss your topic because you heard somebody else on the line discuss it. So everything is for a reason. You know?
Yes, sir.
Right, right.
And I think that what you'll also help with too. Is if someone else is going through it, you'll help them look for the warning signs.
Yes.
You know, you'll help them look for the warning signs. You know, they say love can blind you, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it does, you know,
yes.
But your eyes will be wide open next time,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
you know. And by you telling, you know, your story and getting feedback on it, that will help someone else that might be going through the same thing. I mean, they could be signs of anything. I mean, not just of, you know, a spouse, you know, looking for the same sex or
right.
having some type of desire for the same sex. But that could help in any type of relationship, you know.
Absolutely.
Even though love is blinded, they'll make sure that they look for the signs, you know.
Absolutely.
They won't be, you know, so blinded with it. So I think your topic definitely will help a lot of people.
And
okay.
Anytime you've been injured or hurt, it's imperative that you get healed from that in order for you to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
You must get healed. And the only way you can do that is do what you just did right now. You release that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the healing process automatically begins once you release it. It's only when you hold it in that you don't get healed from it. Like I said, it'll just start piling up. And you'll
mm-hmm.
be taking you'll be taking that baggage into every relationship that you go into.
Uh-huh.
And it will, and that will be the downfall of those relationships, because instead of you being healed, you're going to be looking at another person saying, "I'm waiting." You're going to be sitting there waiting for them to show you the signs of what you saw in the last relationship,
uh-huh.
and that's not doing you justice, and it surely ain't doing the next brother any justice,
uh-huh.
because you're already prejudging him before he even have a chance to present himself.
Uh-huh.
So that makes your relationships. I tell people, anytime you go into a negative situation, think a negative, the Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so he is. So if you think negative things, guess what? Negative things happen.
Yep, I heard that before. Steve Harvey, morning show, as a man thinketh, so is he. Something like
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Oh, wow.
That's it. You know it. See, I believe she, you know what, Sister Polite, if all we have to do is just listen to people. She just identifying the fact that she know about the Lord more than what she told us earlier on.
That's right. I agree.
Did you hear that?
It reminded
yes,
me of something that
I'm just
Harvey.
Listening, child. You can say
Steve
what you
Harvey
want to say, but I'm listening.
I heard Steve Harvey say it, and then his nephew Tommy was trying to understand, get the definition of
it. Is that where you heard it from?
Yeah, and then the way Steve Harvey said it was.
I know, but did you hear it in church before? But did you see it in the Bible before?
I think I only might have picked up the Bible one time, which was to move it out of my way.
You know,
that's being honest.
That's that. You know what? That's being honest. But the fact that you have one and
uh-oh.
You could actually pick it up,
I look at it every day. I look at it every day.
Now open
it's
it up.
Yes, it's up
on
the back of the toilet. So when, you know.
Oh, Lord,
no,
have mercy.
Wait, on the back of the
reading material. Open it up. If you got it in the bathroom, it's supposed to be red.
But can I ask you?
That's why people take
bathroom?
Stuff into the bathroom to read. You better start reading.
Can I ask you to move it from the bathroom, please? Like, can you
okay.
take it out of the bathroom, maybe?
Yes. Very good, sis. Very good, sis.
Okay, okay, okay. I guess
I mean, just
put it by
I mean,
my bedside now.
The fact that you
now,
can move it.
Put it
you
under
know.
My pillow. Put it by my bedside so I can read it, pick
yes.
it up.
Yes, put it by your bedside, yes.
Yes, that's a good place.
Yes. Put it right by your bedside. You know, you want to make sure that you don't, you know, keep it in the bathroom. You know, things happen in the bathroom. And,
yes, they
well,
do.
The Bible don't really need to be in the bathroom.
No, it don't. No, it don't.
Okay.
Not unless, no, it don't. That's not a good place for it.
Okay, okay.
But you have one.
Yes.
I do have one.
Okay.
I
God's already
I
working
from.
On you.
I don't know where I got it from, how it migrated.
Don't matter. God's already working on you.
That's right.
Okay.
And I think you might have a little relationship, you know, with God. You might have, you know, strayed away for a little
yeah.
bit. But, you know, you it sounds like, you know, you're very knowledgeable. And, you know, you might have one with them. You just didn't really accept it, you know, and open your heart and your mind to it. You know,
right.
but once you do that, you'll be able to see things a lot clearer.
Uh-huh.
You know, you'll be able to see things a lot clearer, and you'll be able to understand things, you know, a little clearer. You know, so just, I mean, my words of encouragement is just open your heart and your mind.
Amen.
You know, open your heart and your mind and move the Bible, you know, from out the back.
That's right.
Okay.
How you get that close relationship with God is the same way that you would get a relationship with somebody that you're trying to look for marriage. You cultivate that thing. So day to day, like you would do if you were trying to get in a relationship with a man for marriage, that's the same thing you do with God.
Mm-hmm.
You've tried to, you look to get
own
closer.
Him.
And when
it
you get closer
monopolize
to him,
it, own it and monopolizing it, capitalizing it, and just keep it close.
Well, when you get closer to him, he'll open up your understanding to a lot of things.
That's right.
And then you won't be blind to something when somebody trying to run something past you
mm-hmm.
under the guise of, you know, because, you know, people got a way of making things look so good.
Right. Because
they know our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they will present that thing to you, and you will say, oh, my God, that's light, and it's total darkness.
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
So
well,
you, that's
absolutely
all you got to do.
Right.
Do it like you would do your own relationship. Get
uh-huh.
close.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Minister.
You're quite welcome. You don't have to call me Mr. Minister.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm starting to feel real old now. Mr. Minister, oh my God, two titles. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Mr. and Minister.
Thank you, everybody, for all your inputs and kind words and thoughts and advice and all. Again, I want to thank G2 Palace. Thank y'all.
Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
It ain't over.
Wow.
It's not over.
No, it's not over. Don't go nowhere. We got till 9 o'clock. There's something else that you're gonna need to hear.
Okay. Yes, because we actually have Minister Weatherby's coming on. And I think a lot of people need to hear, because he's going to make some strong points dealing with relationship status, you know. And I think a lot of people need to listen, considering the fact some people went through hell and back.
Yes.
And what some people don't realize is, you know, they take the verbal abuse, you know,
and
the physical abuse. Because you have some people who think, you know, the physical abuse is good, but, you know, and the verbal abuse, because they wind up going back to the person.
That's
right. You got to realize verbal abuse is actually worse than physical abuse.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and a lot of people
don't
know that.
Verbal and mental is absolutely the worst. It is. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
No abuse is acceptable at all.
Oh,
no,
absolutely not.
Zero.
It's not. I think I had more mental abuse than anything, really.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, you sure need to stay on this line.
Oh, absolutely. I do want to hear this. I do.
Yeah, you need to stay on the line. Matter of fact, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to, Annie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, what I want you to do is, I really want to thank you for coming on. What is your final thought on the topic?
My final thought on the topic is, if there's anybody out there going through the same situation, I'm gonna give some advice that I took in tonight, that I probably would have never ever given and have never ever given in my life. Get a relationship with God and tell your story, because keeping it in is not going to get you anywhere. You got to believe. So tell your story and get a friendship, a relationship with God.
My.
Well.
And I want to shout out GQ Palace for having me on. Thank y'all so much. And I want to shout out all of the callers that gave me advice, and all the listeners. If there's people out there listening, God bless. I know how to say that. God bless.
That's all right, sis. You're all right. I'm telling you. You are right.
Because we're supposed to actually have one of the biggest promoters in New York on after you, named I'm Losing Isaiah. But I just got a response from one of the workers that he needed us to remind him, because he was actually going to come on from 7:45 to 8:15. But I'm going to get in touch with him, and I'm going to see if he'll come on next weekend, you know, because he didn't, I guess, you know, he's a promoter, so he got things he got to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get into the next segment. Annie, is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Just, like I said, to GQ Palace for having me, and to all the people that gave me information tonight and kind words and encouraging words and stuff. And I want to thank y'all and big up the DQ Palace. I'm going to call back for the next segment. Is that okay?
Sure, no problem.
I got to use a different phone, though, because this battery going dead on this phone. So I'm going to call back, and I'm going to listen in, okay?
All right, no problem.
Thank y'all, GQ Palace.
Good
night, everybody.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Annie. Annie, Dons, and Divas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Coming up next, we were supposed to have Losing Isaiah, one of the biggest promoters in New York. But, you know, some promoters, you know, they have big, you know, some things they have to do. So we're going to try to bring him on next weekend. And as of right now, what I want to do, I want to get into the segment with Minister Weathersby. He has a book. It's called And Let God Build the House. So I want y'all to stay right there and don't move, because we'll be back with Minister Arthur Weatherby. And we're going to discuss about his book
and what he been through, and no, not his book, but his book, excuse me, and what his status is on relationships. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me,
everyone else
could only see the worst in me. Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off,
said you would never
make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me,
Could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am.
Happy singing,
the girl,
and that he is
mine.
He's
mine.
I'm his.
Doesn't matter what
I did. Doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
It doesn't matter what I did.
but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're going to go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I
see. He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Oh, all right, Dons and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Minister Arthur Weatherby. Welcome to the show. Hello,
thank you.
Are you
there? Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
I want to thank you for joining us, you know. And I really appreciate you coming on the last segment, you know, and explaining to the young lady that was on and everything. I really do appreciate that. I appreciate you coming on all the segments, matter of fact.
Well, you know, bro, I told you I'm a supporter. I like to support people when I see things are being done. And I think that it's a blessing. I'll be there, do whatever I can to support.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. I mean, I don't have to have anything that I need to promote for me to support. I just support.
Mm-hmm. And I must tell you, I am really, truly honored, you know, to actually have you on tonight. You know, I listen to you on the Sunday shows and, and every day. And I'm just blessed that I feel blessed the fact of you just calling in, you, Minister Teresa, all the pastors, the ministers, the elders. And that's what, I believe that's what.
And Sister Lavina.
Oh, yeah. She's
leave
a big part. She's a very big part of GQ.
I know that's right, bro.
She's a
I'm
going to
help you out.
Part. Yeah, that's my baby. She's a very
I know,
big
I'm
part.
Trying to help you out.
I let the world know, that's my baby.
I'm trying to help you out. I told you earlier, we help one unto another. I wasn't going to let you leave it out there like that, bro.
Yeah. She plays a big part, a very, very
yes,
big part.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about your the guy.
Yes, sir.
You know, unless God build the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what actually made you name it that title?
Well, you know, the Holy Spirit brought that to me, but it really comes from Psalms 127:1. And let me read what that thing says, because anything that I'm doing, is going to be biblical and spiritually based. So Psalms 127:1 says, let's see, where are we? Okay. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. That's where that comes from.
Okay. Now, what actually made you want to write this specific guy?
Well, my primary ministry people that I minister to are relationships, particularly marriages and family. And I've been looking at marriages for a long, long time, and they're in a state of, it's a mess. I mean, it's just a literal mess right now. And the mess is just not out there among folks that don't know God. It's a mess in the church with Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people don't understand the nature of what God looks at when he looks at marriage and also family, but we're going to talk about marriage. There's a direct correlation between that relationship between one another in marriage and the relationship that God desires between us.
Okay, okay. So, okay, you said there's the situation with the marriage and the one that God provides to us.
Yes.
Now, as far as you write in your guide on that situation, what was the hardest part about writing, dealing with those two, you know, interacting in that one situation?
Well, I'm going to mess some people up. It wasn't hard. It wasn't hard. I'm going to tell you the reason why. I have a passion for it. And so when I write, I don't write from the head. I write from the heart. So it wasn't hard at all. That's something that God placed within me. From before I even got saved, and it's been burning in me. Like you know, there's the prophet Jeremiah that said that the word of God was so strong in him was like fire shut up in his bones. That's this whole thing about marriage and family. Those are two issues that I'm extremely passionate about, and it there was no problem at all writing it.
Have you ever experienced a situation to like having writer's blocks? Cause I know a lot of authors sometimes they have writer blocks when they write situations. Because it's just like people in a relationship. Sometimes they try to say the right words and it don't come out and they get stuck.
Right.
Have you ever been in that situation when it came down to writing their guide?
I'm going to mess some people up again. No, I have not. Because you know what? I said it. I don't write from the head. You can have writer's block when you write from the head. But at least from when I'm, my perspective, but when I'm passionate about something, it just flows because it flows from my heart. I just sit down. I don't use outlines. I've never used drafts. When I was in school, my teachers used to just ride me about using outlines and drafts. I don't. I can't write like that. I can sit down. You give me a subject, I can write. You post something on Facebook, I'll look at it, read it, and make sure that I'm clear about what I'm understanding. And then I just start typing.
Okay. So what other kind of guide did you go through? I mean, what kind of research did you go through for your guide?
The Bible.
Did you, like, go to people and talk to them about their relationships? Or you just took it from the man up above and you just had it in your head? And
well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you again. Over the years, even when I was unsaved, I've been a different kind of brother. Sisters have a way, some unique way that God has done with me. Women will come and talk to me about stuff, personal things about their relationships and things of that nature. And I've even advised, when I was not saved, advised friends about their relationships because I had this keen understanding. I've always been able to, I think what's really important to understand anything is that you don't be into yourself. You can look at others, you know, consider others. So that's the way that's my whole focus. When something's presented to me, I don't look at it from the perspective of what Arthur feels. I'm looking at, well, what's the possibilities of the perspective of someone else and their feelings.
Wow. So what was the hardest part about writing your guide?
You know, there wasn't. I'm telling you the truth. I wrote this thing in 3 days.
Wow. And what's the page count for it?
Pardon me?
How many pages?
It's only 42. And here's the irony of that all. I tried to extend it longer than what it was. And people will tell you that know me in my current state, particularly when I was working. They used to always get on me about things when I'd be doing reports. It was very lengthy because I'm very detailed when I write. If I want to write something, I want you to know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to spell it out for you. And they said, "Well, Arthur, you got to shorten these emails, or that report that you wrote was too long." God didn't want me to write a long dissertation on this thing. He wanted it to be short, simple, to the point, so that people really understood it. Because I also understand this as well: the Bible is simple. People make it more technical than it is. The faith, the Christian faith, is simple.
Wow. Let me ask you.
Sure.
If you was writing a book, a guide, a novel about your life, what would the title be?
Oh, I have it already, bro. I started. That was the first book that I wrote. Was last year. Was with this title, but it was more or less chronicling some things that I occurred when I was going through my career. But I don't want it to do that. I wanted to focus on the spiritual. And the title is going to be, "I Am Rebecca's Son. I Did Not Get Here by Myself."
Well, we have some callers on the line for you. But what I want to do, I just want to ask you a couple of questions, then we're going to start taking the calls. Now, is your book self-published or published with a company? Your guide.
It's considered to be self-published. I use a Christian publishing company called Zulon Press, and how I got introduced to them, I have someone who I found on Facebook who we believe, without a beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we're related as cousins, and she's down in San Antonio, Texas. Her name is Melissa Weathersby. She wrote a book that is on the New York Times bestsellers list, titled "Are You Arresting Your Blessings, or Are You Waiting on God, or Is God Waiting on You?" And she was my inspiration for utilizing Zulon Press.
Okay.
You guys are gonna have to get her on here. I'm telling you, she's awesome.
Okay, it's not.
I mean,
a problem.
Extremely
not
awesome.
A problem. We don't fault nobody. You know, we try. We have everybody on: lawyers, actors,
yes,
comedians, models.
Yes.
A female want to come on because she wanted to discuss her book about chefs. No problem. You know, it's no limitation.
Will, huh?
It's no limitation. But we have a caller. That's a caller line. So we must start taking calls for you. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Melissa, how are you guys tonight?
Oh, Minister Teresa.
Yes.
I know my people's voices.
You know, I couldn't let you do this and not call in and support you. First of all, I want to say praise God. You know, and I'm just sitting here smiling from ear to ear, just listening to the what Minister Arthur is saying. And because I understand ever so clearly, the Lord has truly been preparing him for a long time for this. And just me being in the ministry is really why I can understand. It's that familiar spirit, you know, and why he can say, hey, it wasn't hard for me. It wasn't hard for me because he's right. It's in the appropriate scripture he gave of just the foundation being laid right. Mm-hmm. With the Lord being the head of everything, being led, you are not in your mind. It doesn't take a writer's block. It doesn't take, you know, with the Lord leading you, because he's that salt that has seasoned Minister Arthur to do this, you know, has seasoned me, who seasoned Lavina, you, Rich. The things that you do comes natural. Everyone can't hold shows, you know, but it comes so natural to you guys, and you flow so eloquently because the Lord is seasoning you and the Holy Ghost is teaching you what you ought to say. So I believe, my brother, because I feel that familiar spirit. When you are part of the body of Christ, when you truly allow the Lord to come into you, you can do these things. He said it's coming so easy for him. He can do it. And it's surprising to the unbeliever. You know, of course, it's going to be unbelievers in anything you do. We're going to tell the truth and shame the devil. As many people don't want him to go forward. As many people don't want Lavina to go forward or you, Rich, because when the Lord blesses you, the devil is mad. So you're going to have to take the good with the bad and keep it going. But I love what the man of God is saying. It's easy for me because it's not me. It's
that's
my
right.
God working through me.
Absolutely.
With me being a willing vessel, I'm just along for the ride. I'm getting blessed.
I know that's
and it's
right.
easy for me to do this because God is doing this through
yes.
me. You know,
mm-hmm.
and he what to say. I don't have to worry about how you're going to perceive it because
no.
God already, he already said yes. That's the only approval that was needed. And
absolutely.
That's the thing, understanding who you're getting your permission from. Is it world or is it God? You know what I'm
right.
saying? Because you're only going to achieve as much as you believe.
Right.
So just believing mm-hmm. in God, that's the highest authority right there. So you can achieve it all. And the
uh-huh.
Lord is blessing you, and you're making it through that. I couldn't sit down and say, I got to call in and support this because it's the truth. And I thank God. I want to say this as well. I was calling in just on the Sunday show, and then God put in my spirit, hold on, are you a part of GQ Palace?
said, yes, Lord Jesus. Well, you got to be a part of it all because the Lord didn't send you out just to the saints. And I called in with the alias of the Lord rebuke my spirit. I got to say this much. I'm a born. I called into a show. Actually, Dallas hosts a show, but I think Mr. Feelgood was tuning in for Dallas on this night. And I called him with the alias, and the Lord put in my spirit, well, you didn't tell him who I was, so then I held accountable, but you're going to be. You denied who I am through you. And I don't know if I corrected it or not, but I did say it's the minister. So what I have to do is make you aware it's the presence of God on the phone, and it's up to you what to do with it. Was it my responsibility to say, oh, y'all cussing, this going to happen? No, no. The Lord didn't send me there to do that. He sent me there to send him through me and give understanding, and it's up to them to receive it. And whatever they do, then they know. You know, they know what God is going to do, what he's not going to do. He didn't send me there to chastise nobody because I have kids already, you know. He sent me there to do his work and get off. But I had to rebuke myself and say, I mean, I had to rebuke myself and receive correction from the Lord who's telling me, if you're a part of CQ Palace, you got to be a part of it all. You have to come and you have to help. You have to try and you have to support your brothers and sisters. Because we all in love, everybody, no matter what they're saying, because you were there, too. You did it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, man of God, you're right. It comes natural because the Lord teaching you along the way, and that's why it's so easy. I love what you said, no. You said it's going to, what you said, you're going to step off the people and mess them up.
It's
you're right,
brother.
That's going to mess them up because they got, we have our evil, proud egos, y'all, and we want to worry about what the next person's thinking. I love that. When you're truly coming alive to the Lord, you can't worry about that. You moving on and you let God
lead. Well, see, I don't worry, sis. That's the
praise
point.
God.
For me, I don't worry about anything that anybody thinks about me because I'm not trying to please them.
Exactly.
I'm not in competition with anybody. I don't compete
right.
with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
My focus is I'm here to please God, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about I don't. I just point that those things
right.
out because I understand people's thoughts.
Exactly.
Like Jesus
That's
used
why
to say,
that
Jesus
today,
said he perceived the thoughts of those
mm-hmm.
that were around him.
All right.
And
exactly.
I just want to let people know,
mm-hmm.
I know what you're thinking. No, it's not arrogance. I just know
right.
what God is doing.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm
going to
be confident in that.
All right. Can you stand along? We have another call. I want to bring them
yes,
in.
Sir.
Hello, call. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
Martha Stevens.
Prophet.
Hello,
Prophetess Martha Stevens.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed.
Okay,
how
are
you?
I'm okay. You have Arthur Webby's. There's no reason to be nervous. Just relax. Just like you're sitting in the house, on the couch, looking at TV, on the phone. No difference.
Or like she's
oh,
talking to me
you.
Every day.
No. You have a question you'd like to ask her?
I like the call so far, especially the other segments that y'all been having. I really like it.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for calling,
you know,
Martha.
You're welcome to call on Fridays. Fridays is it's all right for you to call. But I know you'll be on the. This is Rich Money. I know you're on Sunday show. I hear you on the Sunday show. I hear everything. No, but there's no reason to be nervous. You just relax and just say what's on your mind.
I'm a try.
Okay, you can stay on the line. All right.
I am. I love to listen to this.
Okay.
Well, keep listening, child.
Because I promised Minister Arthur that I would. So
that's
I'm gonna
right.
keep my
mm-hmm.
promise.
Okay,
yes, you did.
What I'll do, I'll have the switchboard operator come back and forth to you because I know you're a little nervous because I can hear it in you.
Yeah.
And when you're ready, they'll let me know, and we're definitely going to have you on the air to say what you want to say, okay?
Okay.
All right, Martha, hold on the line. We have another caller for you. Minister, we're going to bring them on. Hello,
absolutely.
Caller, are you there? Melissa.
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Okay.
Is that Melissa Weathersby?
It is so Melissa Weathersby.
Oh,
calling
that's
the
one
about.
I'm talking about. That's my cousin, y'all.
That's what he was just talking about.
That's my cousin.
Yes.
So I have a question for you. When you opened up the segment, you were talking about the reason you wrote the book was because you see it's not just in the world that the relationship crisis is happening. It's in the churches. It's in the pews.
Yes, it is.
And what can we do, I guess, as believers, as churchgoers, to try to, I guess, stop the runaway train is how I see it, because it seems like people are getting married for every other reason but what God called it to be, the partnership and the covenant. They're getting married to satisfy their flesh, and it's messing everything up.
Yes.
How do you see that, you know, I guess what would some of the steps be to correct what's even going on?
Absolutely.
Because people are going to premarital counseling.
Yes.
You know, they're doing the quote-unquote check-the-box stuff and racing to the altar and creating a big mess. And I think they're making a mockery out of what called, you know, what God called a good thing.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. You touched on the key point there, because if that sister was still on the line that was on with the earlier segment, you know where it begins? It begins with your relationship with Christ. You need to, first off, you need to solidify that before you pursue any other relationship, because that's the primary relationship that we need to have solidified. That's the foundation for you to go forth and establish those other relationships. And you do that by trying to get close to God. You can't be just standing, showing up on church on Sunday, and then you know, even paying your tithes, and then, oh my God, hallelujah, and shouting and dancing and speaking in tongues, but you ain't got no relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
You're not trying to get close with the Lord. And when you get close to God, the Bible says when you draw close unto Him, He draws closer to you. And He rewards those who diligently seek after Him.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to solidify the relationship with Him. All these other counselors and stuff you're going to, seeking advice from them, go to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there. It's in there. It began when He first brought the first marriage together. I mean, He was in Genesis. God brought Adam. He made Adam from the dust of the ground, formed him fully intelligent. God brought every living creature before Adam, two of every kind, male and female. Adam did not go to pre-K, did not go to K, elementary grammar, did not go to high school, did not go to college, did not go undergrad, post-grad, and all his other grads. He was fully intelligent. God brought those two of every kind before him. Adam named every single one, male and female. God caused a deep sleep to go upon him, and said, it's not good for man to be alone, because there was no suitable help meet found for Adam. Now, understand this. The Bible says that God created us in His image. Well, first off, you have to understand that the image that God created us in does not resemble anything that you visually see among us, or those pictures that they depict of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
That's not God. The Bible says God is a spirit. He created in Adam a spirit. He blew into Adam with the pneuma, that fresh breath. And it created a spirit, and that's what communed with God. God was concerned about Adam's natural state, and He needed a helper to oversee the garden. So God formed, He reached into Adam, took a rib, formed a woman. Adam woke up, saw her, and said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She is, so therefore she is woman. And the Bible says, so shall a man, that's another story. A man leave his father and mother and join unto his wife, and they shall cleave together and become as one. But the foundation of that relationship between Adam and Eve was God. And then He formed them, and they became as one.
The children. Absolutely.
Yes.
Because a lot of times you see the children coming in between, and everybody else, or what the pastor has said, or some other teacher, and the cleaving has never, whether it's occurred or not, it's starting to me, just deteriorates over time, and the two stop looking to God together.
Yes,
they go on their own mission. And the other thing I think I see, too, is a lot of women who refuse to submit in a way that's healthy, not necessarily being a doormat, but I think the independent woman's spirit has come to divide the household, and that a woman does want to still rule over her husband when that's not her place.
I mentioned that in the book.
I think a lot of women don't want to hear that from a man. They get an attitude, and they don't understand what godly submission looks like or is. But maybe, like you said, because the root of it, they've never really submitted to Christ. in a way that's, that way their purpose can be fully manifested.
Absolutely.
I think because there's a lot of people that don't get it.
Absolutely, because there's a misinterpretation of what the relationship between man and woman is supposed to be. The thing about rule, subject to,
yes,
head,
yes,
over,
yes,
the head versus the tail. Well, you know what? The Bible said they was joined as one.
Yes.
That's no ruleship.
That's
that was
right.
That was a union. That's a union. Now, God identifies the man because God is he believes in doing decent things in order. So he had to have somebody that he says, you're going to be the primary responsible person. Just like on any job, you have a boss.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that give the instructions to the employees. That's what God has defined for man. You're going to be, I formed you first, so therefore you're going to be in charge of everything. That don't mean that you run ramshot over there like a king or a dictator. That's not what I told you to do.
Okay.
Well, I think, too, a lot of times people, they don't realize the fact, too, that to whom much is given, much is going to be required. So the responsibility level is so much higher for the man that I think if women could, like, figure that out, that how much more accountable is the man going to be for what happens to you and your kids, they would be like, hey, this is a lot easier to do my part than trying to do his part and everybody else's part and then involving, you know, a whole nother committee to decide what your husband should or shouldn't be doing.
Well, that's
instead
why God,
of getting in your faith and fasting and praying and making sure that you're doing your part too.
Right. That's why God has to be the foundation, because in reality, in modern day society, a woman may be making more money, may be the breadwinner of the family.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
okay,
you have to recognize that your husband is responsible for that household, irregardless of the monies. And what I find is a prevalent thing within the homes, some homes, not all of them. You know, we got this thing among in our relationships when it's not founded properly on God. There's this competition thing between a man and a woman that has been traditionally perpetrated on the African American community since they brought us over here in 1619 and separated the family.
Okay,
man, right out the household.
Minister, Weatherby, can I ask you something?
Yes,
so,
sir.
So are you saying, because let me know if I misunderstood.
No, go ahead.
Okay, the woman is the breadwinner.
In some places.
So you feel like even though she's a breadwinner, the man is still the head of the household?
Yes, he is, according to the word of God.
But, okay.
Yes, he is.
What if that man's really not doing anything to provide for that household?
Well,
come on.
If he is a Christian, a man of God, then he should be trying to do something to provide. I mean, you got to realize I don't like excuses, but the reality is we're in hard economic times. Jobs are scarce. People are being fired, let go just like that, and it's difficult in our society. We got to be real about this. It is very difficult in our society if a man and woman got let go. And a man and woman go out in the job market to look for a job. That woman, that black woman, is more apt to be hired before that man. That's the harsh reality that we live in.
See,
I have a scenario for you, though,
thing.
Because I knew somebody very close to me whose husband, now ex-husband, refused to go to work and thought that she should go to work. And so
that's
when she went to her pastor and said, this is what's happened, he said, well, why don't you just quit, and that'll force him to have to work. And she said, well, what about our kids? You know, how are we going to pay, you know, for rent? He told her, well, if you trust God, then you just go ahead and let him be the man.
Right. And if he's not trying, he's not willing to work, then you know what? His relationship with the Lord is not right.
Right. And so the pastor's advice was, well, you just quit too. And so now that'll force him.
That don't make no sense.
So I'm hearing this coming from the church, telling these women that are working and trying to, like, have 10 jobs because the man is lazy or won't do whatever or whatever it is. You know, it's one thing to have legitimate issues, but another is just to have lazy.
But you know what? You know how I feel about it? I feel like if a man can't get a job and that woman is providing, he could at least cook, clean, or do something somewhere.
Until he finds some employment.
That's right.
Yes.
And if the pastor is given that kind of information, that's to perpetuate that subjugation of a man, of a woman, because what he's really trying to say is that he ain't happy that woman is working and making that kind of money, and if her husband ain't working, she ought not be working either. Are you crazy? They got kids.
And he told her that. That's what he told her.
They got kids. They got children.
You have to let the man be the man. And I thought, well, I don't think that was very wise counsel for you to go quit a job with benefits.
No,
that's going to keep, you know.
Because I'm going to call a spade a spade. What he really trying to do is he's trying to perpetuate the subjugation of a woman.
And
here's what he's disregarding, the harsh realities. If there are children in that marriage, he ain't just putting down the woman. He's hurting the children.
The family. The whole entire family.
That's
and
right.
He's, like,
and I'm sorry. That's wrong advice.
Can I say something, you guys? Hello?
Sure.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, Rich, you hit the nail dead on the head. That's what I was going to say. I'm really loving the dialogue tonight from Melissa, Minister Arthur, and you all. I really love this. But, Rich, you hit the nail dead on the head. What I was going to say is, if that woman's out there, she's working, if that man, if that's his position, now, Minister Arthur said that he ought to be, if he's a man of God, he's going to try to do something. And what you just said, Rich, was perfect. If you are, if your position is cleaning the house, providing for the kids, doing cutting the grass, and things like that, and that's all you can do at that time, you are providing, and you are still that person. But like Melissa was just saying, too many of us women have an evil, proud spirit, and looking at the breath of freedom the Lord has given us to make a few extra decisions, and now we want to be the king and say, okay, well, it's my money, I'm this, you know, and that's not, and like Minister Arthur was saying, that's not what God told you to do. The same thing we get mad at the man for, we want to come around and we want to do it, because we have to step up and do the better or for worse. We have to be that person. Was woman of God, that Proverbs 31 says so, when that man couldn't make it, how that woman kept the field, but she still was smiling, she still had to, and not admonish her husband, she still has to recognize where he is, and it's not so much about she's weak, because the Bible lets us know in so many ways how strong she is, but it's about, what the author was saying, it's an authority, you still have a boss, so I really love the dialogue, I mean, the spirit is moving on tonight, I love each and every one of the way y'all are dialoguing, but I didn't want to let that go, what Richard said, because that was perfect.
He is part of
cleaning the house. That's your position at that time. But like Minister Arthur said, don't get too comfortable. You still got to try if you're a man of God.
What, Minister T? Unfortunately, and this is sad, but unfortunately what happens and the reason why the male and or the female can't see that, they've been so indoctrinated with the societal ways of looking at men and women in a house that that's what they see. That's what they're taking on. They're taking on that indoctrination. And it's been perpetrated into those households to really just to break them down. They don't build them up; they break them down.
Yes.
Because when you here's the story about unless God builds the house and him that labors in vain. Guess what? A house divided, that thing cannot stand.
Okay.
Amen.
That thing cannot stand.
Amen.
If the foundation of your home has weakness within the foundation of it, sooner or later it's going to crumble.
That's right.
That's why God has to be the foundation, because God is a strong foundation, and once you build upon that, and there's other keys that I point out for that particular relationship, total communication, commitment, honesty, and integrity. There ought not be no secrets brought into your marriage relationship, talking about that down low situation. You should
be, when you're trying
to get into a relationship, you should be communicating with the person, not looking at them for what they may fit for you, but you need to be talking to that person so you can get to know them before you say I do. You don't know them after the I do's, you know them before that.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel is the most important thing in a relationship?
What
do you feel is the most important thing in a relationship?
I think the most important thing is God.
All right.
The most important thing is God, first and foremost. He's the beginning, the end, the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the author and the finisher. God is the foremost important thing in any relationship that you try to build if you want it to be successful.
That's right.
Because here's the thing.
There's
three different levels of love.
You do have the devil that's going to try to destroy that.
Yeah, but
now,
you know
what? Could you tell these people to provide them to be like, all right, you have the devil that's going to try to destroy the relationship.
That's right.
Keep looking to God to keep the relationship strong. But you have some people who are also weak-minded, and they can't handle that. So how would you tell them in your theory to deal with that situation, dealing with your book as well?
I would tell them, again, like I said earlier, they need to try to cultivate a closer relationship with God, because they're going to need a closer relationship with God to be able to withstand the attacks of the devil. You cannot withstand the attacks of the devil when you got a casual relationship with God. Because, see, the devil is like this. He'll look at you when you come to him and talking about, I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ, but you ain't got no close relationship with him. He going to say, wait a minute. I know Paul. I know Abraham. I know Jesus. But who are you? How dare you step to me? You ain't got no power.
All right.
Our power, the power doesn't come from within. It comes from your relationship with God, and you need to be close with him because he fights all your battles.
Okay,
I don't have to raise a hand.
Just give me 1 minute because the lines is flooded, so I want everybody to know
sir.
The situation that's going on here is we have Minister Arthur Weatherby's, and we're talking about relationship as well as the man above. You know, just to fill them in and let them know that's what's going on and about your book that, you know, is based on relationships, you know, and it's titled Unless God Build the House. I just wanted to fill all the new callers in that's calling in and listening. If you want to speak to Arthur Minister Weatherby, press 1. If you're on the PC, dial 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. You can stay on the line to hear the show. Okay, continue, Minister.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't ever try to go after the devil on your own strength because we ain't that strong. The Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not, they're not carnal, they're not worldly. They're not based upon what we know about fighting. It's spiritual. And the devil is nobody to be playing with.
Okay.
Amen. Nobody to be playing with. I don't care how you think you're strong in the Lord or what title you have in the church, you ought not be trying to play with the devil.
Amen.
Now, let me ask you, because we hear a lot of people say the devil is a liar.
Yeah, he is.
Express to the listeners in the audience, everybody listening, what exactly does that segment mean? Express that to them.
Well, what the devil tries to do is he knows that this is what the devil knows. On his own strength, he cannot really make you do anything.
Okay.
We got the power to resist the devil, but how he comes at us, he deceives us. He gives us half truth. In the beginning in Genesis, where it talks about Adam and Eve, the Bible said that the devil came to Eve and asked her, "What did God say about the tree in the middle of the garden the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What did God say about that?" Eve gave her account of what she believed. She said, "Well, God told us that of that tree we should not eat or touch, and in the day that we eat thereof it, we shall surely die." This is what the devil said. Surely God did not mean that you would die. Yes, God did. God don't mess around with his word. The word of God says that his word shall accomplish that which he sends it out to do. It does not return unto him void. He meant what he said. He said, "Y'all shall surely die." Now, the death that he meant initially was the spiritual death. The relationship that Adam had with God, where he was able to commune with God in the spirit, that died the day sin set forth and stepped into the garden. Then the natural death came later. But the devil is deceiving. He accuses. He's before God accusing us.
Mm-hmm.
He's accusing. He's an accuser before God about us.
Yes,
right now he's talking about us. Right now he's talking about us. No, you can't believe with God. Oh, come on, you know them.
Mm-hmm.
God said, but what they did before, I forgave them.
Wow. Mm. May I say something, you guys?
Yes,
sure.
Yes, I'm enjoying that. Minister Arthur is a wonderful teacher. I got to always continue to just give you praises, brother. I really enjoy it.
God be the glory, sis. You know me.
Exactly. But I'm going to tell you, he's right about that. And one thing about it, I love the question you asked, Rich. And people always say the devil is a liar. Well, we know the devil is a liar, but we're giving too much credit to the devil. We're using him as a cop-out.
Come on now.
We're blaming everything on the devil, but like the man of God just said, the devil can't make you do a thing. He only set the stage.
Exactly.
But we pull our own string. It was us that made the decision. Like the man, I love that illustration. Eve explained to that snake everything God said. So we just safely flew from the very first person. Then go to kindergarten, then go to high school, grad school. I love that, Minister Arthur.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling it, by the way.
It's clear in the Bible. Like I said, the Bible is real simple. You don't need a degree to understand it. You don't need titles after your name to understand it. All you have to do is just be open. Sister Lavina said that earlier in that first segment. All you have to be is open to God. And here's another thing that the devil does. Here's another thing that the devil does that's really it's something. I'm going to say this. You guys remember Flip Wilson?
Yes.
And he had that character, Gerald Dean, that said, "The devil make me do it."
Okay.
Yes.
Devil don't make us do nothing.
You
know, the Apostle Paul said that real plain and clear. He says, "You know what? I find that there's a war going on within myself. Oh, wretched man that I am. When I want to do the right thing, I find myself doing the wrong thing. That I don't want to do, that's what I do." That's the war between us, because this is what the Bible lets us know. This body that we live in, that we call flesh, that thing cannot be saved. It's corrupted.
That's right.
From birth, we're born into sin because of Adam's transgression. And that flesh cannot be saved. That's why the Bible says, live after the spirit, not after the flesh. That's why you have to submit your will to God and subjugate your will and let God's will be done. Because if you don't, you can grieve the Holy Spirit by just saying, "God, no, I'm just saying no to you."
That's right.
And choose. Right. And here's the foundational scripture that I use for the faith. Real easy, simple. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's God being at the foundation of your relationship. Don't go by your own understanding, what you think of a relationship should be. Oh, he loves me. I like the way I have feelings for them. I feel when I'm around him, I feel a certain way. That's a wrong kind of love. And then the other type of love, oh, we're sexually compatible. I feel a sexual attraction to them. That's another wrong kind of love. Them two loves will die.
That's love. It sure will.
Over time. Because the feelings and the sexual attractions, they change.
Mm-hmm.
You're in it 1 minute, and the next minute you're out.
You heard about that, man of God.
Now, when you establish the love based upon what God says the love that should be, which is known in the Greek as agape or unconditional love, then when you find yourself in a situation like that child did earlier, why I asked her about her relationship and their relationship with God, because if they were in God, then this is what's supposed to happen. Divorce, that's not an option. What you're supposed to do as a Christian is sit down between one another. You've already had total communications with one another, so there's no secret.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to work through your situations, because you know what? The reason why you have them? To make that bond stronger.
Okay.
It makes it stronger, because when you realize that you came through that thing together, then you know that the next thing that come, I got a reference. I got an experience. We've been able to handle this thing, so I'm not going to be intimidated by something that pop up in my relationship. We know what to do.
So, let me ask you, what do you feel is the strongest point in your guy, you know, unless God build a house, that could really help a relationship get together, that you feel in your specific guy that you feel is the most important part of everything you wrote?
Well, I sort of did something in the introduction, and it was just a simple thing. I said, well, you know what? When you just sit down and take an honest self-examination of the relationship with you that you're in, and within yourself, you look at that thing, and let me just read it from what I wrote in the book, because it was real simple. Of course, God is the foundation, but we want to give people something that they can just say, okay, I understand that. Because, you know, some folks may not be where they need to be with their relationship with the Lord.
Exactly.
And by me just harping on that, that ain't going to do them a bit of good. But that's all right. God always makes a way. I said this. The stated purpose of this book is to provide a simple guide on how to effectively build relationships that will endure for life. All it takes is a look at the relationship you currently have and ask a simple question. Can I make them better? We will focus on building a successful marital relationship that will stand the test of time. It is never too late to begin the process of improving your relationships, but it must begin, here's the key, when you realize that they are not fulfilling their intended purpose. When you go into marriage, the vows are very simple. In sickness and in health, richness and poor, for better or worse, till death do you part. That's the vows. That's simple. If your relationship is not fulfilling that, sickness and health, I've been in situations, bro, where I was working for the Social Security Administration, and I had clients. I remember this Hispanic gentleman. Oh, my God. I was in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and I did an interview with him on the phone. The brother tried very hard to overcome his disability. He worked himself into a worse state of health. Once he got to the point where he could not work, his wife left him. This man was on the phone with me boo-hooing like a baby, and I understood it. His culture would not, he could not take, that's why he kept working. He was a provider. I'm the man in the house. In spite of my health issues, he worked himself till he couldn't work no more. And when he couldn't work no more, his wife left him.
Mm.
I mean, just flat out left the man. And he was so devastated. I mean, he cried on the phone with me like a baby. Now, they used to tell me, well, your job is not to be a social worker. You just want to take the claims. No, I'm hearing that somebody is hurting. I stayed on that phone and talked to that man until I got his spirits up.
Exactly.
Because that was a man that was a candidate for suicide.
That's right.
He was devastated.
I don't mean to cut you off, but it was something. I have a 15-year-old son today. So we were watching in here watching a movie. I think it was the Steve Wilcox show, right? Let's just put something here. And the man was on there crying.
Yes.
So my son was like, what are you doing crying? He ain't crying, man. No.
Oh, Lord.
If you're a real man, you drop tears. You
that's the stereotype that's been perpetrated. Yes, sir.
Cry. You
yes,
understand?
Sir. I fight against that.
I explained it to him because, you know, he's young. I say,
right.
You know, if you love somebody, you're going to get that feeling one day when you love somebody.
Absolutely.
You understand?
And
the tears is going to come. And you're going to really get that feeling. You're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. So he looked at me. He was like, okay. I said, like, you got your little girlfriend now. Everything's going good or whatever. You might fall deeply in love with that girl.
Right.
And God forbid you don't want it to, but, you know, something might happen. And y'all break up. You're going to feel it. Because the love is uncontrollable at some point in time,
sir.
I truly believe.
Now,
you
Brother
understand?
Rich, you just did something there that I'm very adamant about. Now, this is one of the things that God gave me when I was totally unsaved growing up with my own experience. I was raised in a single family home. My mother raised me in the 50s and 60s, and she was raising five boys. We were like stair steps. And my father was never there as a father. God gave me this message, and I didn't know it was from him until I got into the faith. But as I grew older and matured, I understood it very clear. There is no excuse, none under the sun, for either a father, and also on the other extreme, because I've seen it on the other extreme, or a mother, to be a father or a mother to their child. What you just demonstrated with what you said to your son was a father, being a father to his child. And that's what we need to have happen in our homes because, I mean, these kids are, they get this garbage spewed into their spirits about these things about man should not cry because it's not manly, blah, 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 blah.
Nah.
You know what? That's a lie from the pit of hell.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus cried, but he didn't cry because at the graveside of his friend Lazarus, he didn't cry because his friend was dead because he told him at the very beginning of the chapter that sickness was not unto death. What he cried about was their lack of faith because they buried him.
Mm-hmm.
But he cried. He cried.
Mm-hmm.
And when things touch you deeply, you should cry. There's a movie that I tell you, all I got to do is see the beginning of that thing, and it will mess me up. I saw it when I was very young, and I see it to this day. Imitation of Life. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That story has so many things in there that are prevalent, and every time I see that thing, I just cry.
Me too.
That is a powerful movie. That's one of the best movies that I think was ever made.
Yeah.
It speaks about a lot of things. It speaks about relationships between a mother and a daughter. It speaks about a situation with a child growing up in the Jim Crow era, segregation and bigotry and racism, whereas back in the days, if you were light-skinned at black and you could pass, you did because you got better treatment. And there was identity issues with folks that were light skinned, and y'all remember the movie School Days, the wannabes. You know that was real. That wasn't just movie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff happened in the '50s and the '60s and before then. So every time I see things like that, yes, we should be emotional and we should be passionate. And the thing about for me is that this marriage is I'm really disturbed by it because it's not only the breakdown of relationship between God and us and between the man and the woman, but it's the breakdown. There's a reciprocal problems that come from that thing. It's the breakdown of the family and the home.
All right.
That's why we have these homes the way they are. That's why we have children growing up. Two generations, the last two generations, are clueless about family.
Uh-huh.
Totally clueless in the African American community.
Uh-huh.
Totally clueless.
Now, miss, let me ask you, what actually made you want to write your guide on relationships and the fact of the deal of God? Because I know a lot of, you know, like Baby Boy, he tells the girlfriend, "You my rib." Explain to the people that's listening right now what does rib actually mean. And
what
I also want you to let us know rib.
What does who actually mean?
When you said that.
I know, bro. You know, I just want to make sure I was clear. Before I respond, I want to be clear.
Express it, but he said something about, you know, you my rib, and it's supposed to be a scripture in the Bible
that
states
you my
rib.
My rib. Oh.
Rib.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what? You know what that is when he's doing something like that, bro. I'm gonna just make it plain. When a brother's trying to say something like that, especially these young brothers, when they say that to these young sisters, they trying to make that child feel less than what she is. You ain't even yourself. You a part of. Oh, girl, here we go. Michael Jackson said it. Michael Jackson said it in song. You just another part of me. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're saying, bro.
You
just another part of me.
Because people say, I'm like, what do you mean? You're my part of you, my rib.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm not trying to acknowledge you. I'm not trying to acknowledge you on your own. I'm not trying to give you credit for you being who you are. I'm just saying this. You're just another part of me. You ain't got the right to say nothing. Michael Jackson said it in song, brother. You just another part of me.
Exactly. All right. I just wanted to make sure of that, because I'm like, you know, I'm hearing it. You know,
yeah, these young folks, they think they got,
ago,
they think
like,
they slick. They think
like,
they slick. They think old folks don't understand that stuff, man.
And I'm like, it's in the Bible.
Yeah, it is in the Bible. Because the Bible says that God took from a rib out of Adam, and he formed a woman.
Exactly.
That's what he's saying. But he didn't say it like bro was trying to say it. Bro was trying to say, listen, you know what? You think you all that in a bag of chips. You're just another part of me. You don't exist without me. He's trying to, you know what I'm saying? See, young fellas, they think that they're the only one that know this game. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, bro. There's
exactly.
Nothing new under the sun. What they do now, they may call it something else. They call it hip hop now, but guess what it was in the 50s? It was bebop.
It was bebop.
Let me ask
this question.
Same thing. Let me ask this question right quick. Rich, you still there?
Yeah.
Rich, I don't go nowhere.
Rich, say that one more time. Say it again. How did you say it? You can't even
the rib?
Yeah.
He know the lingo. Come on, bro. Say it.
Yeah, that's what he said. He told me, you know, you my rib. I'm like, this.
You my rib, yo.
You my rib.
Yo.
That's what he said. You know, you
got
you
to throw the yo
rib,
in there,
girl.
Too,
and I'm like,
he's
my rib.
You got to throw the yo in there, too.
That sounded so good. But
you my
know,
rib,
right,
yo.
I thought I heard him.
But see, I don't like to respond. I don't like to give amens when something that I'm not clear on. That's one thing I tell people. Don't you just amen something just because it sounds good.
Exactly.
I want clarity before
I
respond. And I said, oh man, no, he didn't.
Listen to you. Let me say, if anybody that listens to you, Mr. Arthur, we knew it was coming. When somebody says something that's off, Mr. Arthur's going to be like, huh? You got to make sure you say it twice.
I want to make sure it's clear.
Rich said it twice the same way. You my rib.
Yo. You my rib, yo. And that's all. And you know, you got to be these today. Well, they may not. Some of them may not even know why they say it like that, but I know.
Exactly.
I've met a guy at this summer at a luncheon who was, I think, 60, who said, ooh, you might be my missing rib or my prime rib. And I was like,
he might be your who?
At a meeting. I was.
You might be my missing rib or my prime rib. Well, he was playing
at
you.
At 60 years old, he needs to keep moving.
Because he was letting you know he was in the Cougars. He was letting you know that.
Yeah. Y'all know what? That's the position of the enemy. That's the form of false prophecy. Make it sound good.
That's what he does.
We're not talking about regular garden ribs. We're talking prime ribs. I'm going
to
put you up on the pedestal.
Prime.
You just say that just a regular rib of mine. You my prime rib, baby.
Everything just keep it moving. I couldn't even say anything. I thought, wow, do I?
Well, no, because he came with a smooth move on you.
Uh-huh.
He came with a smooth move. Back in the day, we used to call this like this. When a brother used to get in your ear, I used to say they'd be doing that yin-yang stuff. They'd be all up in your ear, yin-yang-yang-yang. And you just be, women just be, oh, some of the women just be swooning on that thing.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
That's another story.
At a certain age, your game is weak and lame, and he needs to keep it moving because I was not.
He thought he was
trying.
It worked on somebody before. That's why he tried it again.
Again, he got no response. I couldn't even say anything. Like,
no, he went to somebody else.
Thank
somebody
God.
Else with the same line.
Anyway, that's not the topic.
Mm-hmm. But it is relationships, though. But it is about building relationships, and it is the topic because you know what happens? Again, we fall prey to all the things that people say that sound right, sound good and pleasing to us.
Yeah.
But if it ain't built upon the foundation of God, then you're in trouble. You're just getting something that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it ain't real.
Even those words, it sounds foolish to those who really know the word or who are in a relationship with the Lord, because it's like, I don't even know you, and so for you to even talk crazy, it's like,
Well, that's why we shouldn't be unequally yoked, but unfortunately that happens because, again, like we was talking with Sis earlier, and you got to be honest, and we have to be honest with ourselves. It's just not females, too, because, you know, females, they got the biological clock thing ticking. Men, it's a thing like, you know what, if I don't go out here and procreate, I'm not a man. I'm sorry. Making babies don't make you a man.
Exactly.
But that's what's perpetrated out there.
Say it again. Well, just like going to church don't make you a Christian.
No, it don't.
Okay.
I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
The church is the building. You need a relationship with the Lord. I can't say that enough.
Exactly.
You need a personal relationship. I mean, here's the key. Matthew 12, chapter 46 and the 50th verse. There was a time when Jesus was ministering to a group of people on the inside. His mother, his brother, standing outside, send word inside that they want him to come outside so they can talk to him. Jesus turned around to the people inside and said, who are my mother and my brother? But do the will of the Father. And the message is, you cannot be standing on the peripheral talking about you want a relationship with the Lord and he's on something, he's inside, and you standing outside. The Bible says that you draw nigh or closer to him, he draws closer to you. He rewards those who diligently seek after him. You cannot come in the church, sit, and we said this earlier, sit in the pew, occupy the pew, even pay tithes, and then even do a little dance and shout and say hallelujah and praise the Lord and amen when at the appropriate times of the sermon, amen needs to be said, and you ain't got no relationship with the Lord, you ain't grown an inch in 20 years spiritually, there's
all
no
right.
way that you have a connection with God. You don't even really know him, because here's what the Bible says. There's going to come a day when some folks, They're going to be so hurt. They're going to come before God, before Christ, and they're going to stand before him thinking they got a reward coming, a crown. And they're going to say, did I not prophesy in your name? Did I not heal in your name? And this is what the righteous one is going to say. This is the righteous judge, the one that judges the condemnation. He's going to say this to them. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Never
knew you. That's a relationship. You don't have no relationship with God. And here's what people say, oh, no, you can't judge. Ah, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I can't judge you to condemnation, but they, you shall know them by the fruit that they bear. And if you ain't got no relationship with the Lord, guess what? You ain't saved.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You done did what the Bible says. Jesus says, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. That's relationship.
Far from me.
Far from me. You got a form of godliness, but you're forever denying the truth therein. You can't be playing church and talking about you got a relationship with the Lord and then expect God to say that's all right. Oh, be ye not deceived. God is not mocked. You shall reap what you sow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. And if you don't get it, if you go into a relationship and you say you're a Christian and another person is a Christian, if God is not the foundation of that thing, it's not going to work. But as a Christian, it should. You should have God as the foundation. And that's
right.
When you have your relationship solidified with the Lord and you build upon that. It's a process that you get to before you say I do. You better have everything else in order.
Okay.
If you want it to, if you want it to last.
Wow, I
don't
even know.
A Christian should not go into a relationship talking about prenuptial agreement.
Thank you.
Oh no, Lord.
Because
no,
prenuptial agreement is, you know, we said it earlier. And that child, she said the scripture right. So as a man thinketh, so it is. If I'm going into a relationship saying, okay, this is the prenup. What I'm bringing in, when we break up, I want to take out.
All
you're
right.
Already saying the thing is going to break up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Prenup for a Christian? Nope, that ain't godly. It ain't biblical.
It's okay. Foundation.
It's not. Well, I'm sorry.
You know
I don't care how they try to dress that thing up.
I didn't even realize we went past 9 o'clock.
I'm sitting there looking at the clock. It says 9:04.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh man.
You know what? When the spirit of the Lord is moving, you don't have your mind on nothing else but God. That's why.
That's true.
I enjoy that.
Amen.
That's true.
I didn't even realize. But I want you to give them your information, how to get your book, where to get your book at.
Absolutely.
I would like you to give them everything.
Okay, well, you can go through my publisher, which is also the publisher for Melissa, Zulon Press, ZulonPress.com. They can go get it directly from there. They can also get it in ebook and paperback form. It's all in paperback form totally, but you can get an ebook in paperback form at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And if they want a personalized autograph copy of the book, which I will do, and I write special inscriptions based upon the individual. I just don't write my name and say a general thing. I will write something that is going to be appropriate for them. They can message me on Facebook. My name is Minister Arthur L. Weathersby on Facebook. Message me, and I will send them a copy of the book where they don't have to pay shipping costs.
Okay. Go ahead. I think somebody wants to say something. I want to tell you. Melissa, does she want to air? You got information you want to give out?
I'll do it for her. She's going to, let her be humble. Let her be humble. That's my cousin. Are you arresting your blessings? Is the title of her book, or are you waiting on God, or is God waiting on you? And it's under Melissa Weathersby as the author, and that's also Zulon Press is the publisher.
Zulon with an X. That's XULON
yes.
Press. Zulon with an X.
And she's on the New York Times bestseller list, y'all.
Oh,
okay. We're coming to that.
I'm just saying.
Yet, but
I'm speaking into existence as though it was.
I'm receiving all of that, yes. And my website is www.greatlighthouse.com to see a TBN Praise the Lord interview about the book.
Yes.
Okay.
Greatlighthouse.com.
Right.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Minister Teresa. You know you're a part of GQ Palace. You go ahead.
Praise God. Yes, thankful. Every Wednesday night, Revelation of God's Restoration Ministries has church over the phone, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central Standard Time, 6 Mountain Time, and 5 Pacific Standard Time. That number is 712-432-3100, 712-432-3100, and the access code is 566-728, 566-728. If you'd like to receive mobile alerts, please inbox me on Facebook. My name is Teresa Sanders, TERESASANDERS. And yes, a part of GQ Palace. Join us on Sunday with Lavina. I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. I really enjoyed it tonight. Thank y'all so much.
And Brother Rich, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Them bros out there, when y'all go on my cousin's website and y'all look at her picture, don't you be trying to get stuck to her. Just saying.
I will forward them all back to Minister Weathersby for his review, and then we'll go from there.
That's right. I'm telling you, we ain't having no mess up here because, you know, because she's fine. She's real fine.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
And she got it going on, but don't you be stepping to her. If you ain't correct, if you ain't got no proper foundation, I'm telling you, I'm screening.
I'm going to let you screen them, too. Just for that.
I'm
going to
screen
them.
You better believe I'm going to screen them.
Well, y'all, before we go, don't you know that's how they did it in the old days?
I know.
If he had to be with that woman, he had to get to the father and get to know him. And if he wasn't
right,
he never was introduced to that woman. So that's how they did it, actually, way back then.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right.
Okay. is there any special thanks you want to give?
You know what? I want to thank GQ Pals. You guys have been great. I really thank. I thank you for the encouragement that you've always given Lavina and Minister Tree. You know, y'all guys are really great. I just try to do what God tells me to do. I don't make myself to be out anything greater than what God has. What He's called me out to be, and I'm real. I don't have pretensions. I don't try to play games with people. I'm not trying to show you something that I'm not. I'm true and I'm real about it, and I'm passionate about what I'm passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And relationships and family and marriages are vital and key to me because I have a history with this. And I'm 60 years old, man. I ain't just wake up and all of a sudden this just hit me.
Wow. And you
I'm
know,
just fulfilling the purpose.
And you know what? That's a blessing, you know.
Yeah, it is.
It truly is a blessing. You know, I feel blessed just having all y'all on, you know. This is actually the first time on a Friday show I actually had a minister or three on. And I am truly blessed. This is the first time. And I am so honored that each one of y'all came on and called in. And Minister Weatherby, I'm so, you know, honored that you gave the advice on every segment and you helped the young lady out, you know. And it's just a true blessing to me, you know.
Well, praise
really
the Lord, Sam.
Have all y'all. And Melissa, when you get a chance, you know, you want to come on and talk about your novel or your book as well, it's not a problem.
Thank you. I will forward the information to the minister and see how to get set up.
Okay, it's not a problem. It's not a problem.
Thank you
all.
So much.
All right. That's it for tonight's show, y'all. That was Arthur Minister. Minister Arthur. Wait.
I'm glad you didn't say Mr. Minister.
Arthur Minister,
like,
Arthur Weatherby.
Yeah, that child messed me up. She said, Mr. Minister. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus. All them titles, child.
you know what? I'm trying to put the author in it, but
you did.
Your first name, and I'm trying to put the author in as the author of the book. So that's why I'm like Arthur Minister.
Well, you know what?
Weatherby.
I'm gonna mess you up. I'm gonna tell you another title. I'm gonna tell you another way you can say my name, because my mother and mother in the ministry, she loves to say this, because I presented to her, and my family comes from deep down Mississippi way. My name is Minister Arthur Lee Weatherby.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Minister Arthur Lee Weatherby. But you know what? Like I said, I was trying to put in the author of the book. Then
go
with a minister and then say author again. But I'm like, wait, it's too many authors.
Too many authors. Well, see, here's this, Brother Rich. It's author and Arthur.
Uh-huh.
It's really two different pronunciations. I'm trying to help you out, my brother.
It's just the fact that there's too many authors. So you know what? I'm going to go with Minister Arthur Lee Weatherby.
You got it.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Praise the Lord. That'll work.
All right. I want to thank y'all once again. It's definitely an honor.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Say it again. Okay, Dodge and Divas. Minister Arthur Lee Weatherby.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dons and Divas, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, it's going down tonight at Stepping Out Studios, 37 West 26th Street, between 5th and 6th Ave. And we were giving out tickets to Swagger, but I guess none of y'all actually knew how long Swagger was doing his promotional events. So I will keep these tickets in my pocket, which I do apologize because I should have expressed it a little more. So I really do apologize. I also want to let y'all know, tune in. GQ Palace has 6 episodes a week. Sunday, we have Spiritual Sunday with Lavina Polite and our co-host minister, Teresa Sanders, from 7 to 9. On Sundays. Okay. Monday, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas from 7 to 9. Then we have actually a new show going on, Relation, Lies, and Deceit with Dr. Feelgood. Please, these are adult segments. No children allowed for Monday's show. Once again, these are adult segments from GQ Palace on Monday. No children allowed, all right? On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, you have GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the Mayor. On Wednesdays, we have the Diva Squad doing their thing from 8 to 10. T.C. Harlan, Rachel H. Smith, and Jennifer Nelson. They playing the hottest slow jams at R&B, and they also be discussing their grown and sexy topics. So make sure you tune in for that. And on Fridays, it's Love and Entertainment. Once again, I'm the host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. Don't forget, go out to that Stepping Out studio at 37 West 26th Street between 5th and 6th Ave. The Swagger family is doing it big. Y'all have a safe night. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Spirit moving in my soul. I know if God, He will move.